It's the Tiltcast, episode 96, Hate in Humanity.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Borderlands, Dishonored, some hate mail, and some S&M. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
And welcome back to another hate-filled episode of the Tiltcast.
Fuck you.
Yes. No, I mean no. No, I don't need the was it, herpagamacyphalid? So, yeah. Anyways, to my left, I have the Coke guzzling fiend. Rex, I was going to say snorting, but anyways, Rex.
It is just Coke.
Yes.
Just Coke.
Just Coke.
Just cocaine.
And across from me is the Badger Badger Holly.
Badger Badger.
Yeah. To my right, like anybody cares which direction, is Mr. Nasty Knox.
I thought you were going to say, like, anyone cares that he's here.
No, I'm just not.
I'm filled with vitriol.
I'm not going to be that mean. He's vitriol tonight.
Vitriol.
He's very vexed. Anyways. And of course, it is me, Trent. And this is the hate cast. Is it not?
It's going to be the hate cast tonight.
All right, you grimy fucks. So, what have you been doing, Justin? How can I go from being mean to being nice? Like, so, I fucking hate you, but tell me about your week.
But tell me.
Yeah.
How have things been treating you?
I'm pondering. How have things been going?
I've been busy as fuck.
You look tired.
Dude, the end of this week, I'm going to have 62 hours.
Nice.
Aww. Damn.
Next week, I don't have a day off until Friday or Thursday next week.
Are you going to come with me on Saturday next week to Vanessa's little burlesque show?
I'm going to try.
What?
Okay. You're not invited. No, I'm just kidding, yeah.
Aww.
No, if you want to come, you can.
I forgot about that.
The last burlesque show I went to was pretty cool, actually.
They're running a little lean this time because they lost their band, so...
Oh, that's her band, isn't it?
No, it's not her band. No, it's a burlesque show, but they have a live band that plays their numbers for them, but they lost the band, and there's some other stuff going on.
Is it the piano music in the background?
No, I know that the lead chick didn't want to do karaoke, which I was kind of like, you should really just go ahead and do playback. Just do playback. When we lost our guitarist and couldn't find a fill-in, playback. People are like, where's that guitar coming from? And we're like... magic. It's the magic of production. Anyways, but
dun dun
dun dun dun. That was actually mixed in too.
I've never been to a burlesque show, so I really have no idea what to expect.
In this town, you're not missing anything. No, just kidding. Anyway,
as long as you don't stare at all the penis,
it's hit or miss.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hit or miss in this town, to be honest with you. It's kind of like going to an S&M club. It's a really big miss in this town because people are like, oh, that hurts too much. You're like, shut up. You're supposed to enjoy it.
I'm not really into that either.
Neither am I. But I go to those parties, and there'd always be that S&M crowd that shows up that wants to turn the tool shed into their S&M hangout for the night. You know what parties I'm talking about? The creepy dude, Marlon?
Yeah.
People would be in there. I just go outside to smoke, and I hear like little whip sounds. I go walking over. What the fuck is this?
Speaking of weird shit like that, lightly whipping,
and I'm like, this isn't S&M. Put a fucking needle through your fucking face.
I don't remember what the event was, but I remember our friend Rob. I don't remember which birthday it was, but I remember him getting the shit whipped out of him. I was like, what the fuck is that boy thinking?
It's probably Tony.
Yeah, it was funny. I just was like, ah!
She was the only, as much as I can't stand her, she was the only S&M chick in this town that actually knew what she was doing.
Well, she could beat the shit out of you.
She would beat the crap out of you like a man.
There's a girl that I used to work with named Duchess.
I know
is,
who that is with
yeah,
the neck tattoos.
You know
I know
Duchess.
She is. Yeah, she used to come up. She used to work the Lowe's that I worked at. I was a garden specialist. She worked inside.
A garden specialist?
Dude, it's a lot
Did
of caring
trees. Did you specialize
trees.
In hose?
No, it's a lot of caring trees around. It's very strenuous work, carrying trees everywhere.
Lots of hope.
No, she is crazy, though.
No, she's actually really nice, though.
Oh, yeah, I know she is.
But, yeah, she's fucking crazy.
That's
she's crazy as shit, but, like, if she sees demons in you,
yeah.
What? Stay the
no,
fuck
dude,
away from
it's
her.
Tulsa strippers, man. Tulsa strippers.
She was out there.
Yeah, I know a guy who used to be, like, really obsessed with her, and when he found out I worked with her, he was like, dude, you need to introduce me. I was like, dude, I don't talk to her. She scares the shit out of me.
A cop that I'm friends with in Claremore actually dated her in the past.
Really?
And I thought
cop?
That was really weird.
Did he survive?
He did.
Nice.
Made him tougher on the beat. Nice.
Yeah, it did.
See, it's funny because I'm sitting there thinking about this S&M stuff. I'm the guy that performed a show and locked inside of a giant bird cage, putting needles through my cheeks, blood everywhere, fucking coming out of my head and shit. And she scares me. She scares the shit out of me.
She scares everyone, but working there, like, everyone loved it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did.
Because she will pull you on stage and she'll beat the shit out of you.
Well, so you never worked with Tony over there. She that was before your time.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't work with
she
Tony.
And Duchess could have probably gone at it like hardcore.
I worked with
her.
That's
the kind of
once.
Hardcore most people are into, though.
No. Do what?
I think I worked with her once because I remember a lot of people talking about her. I don't remember. Really long black hair?
Huh?
Really long black hair?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
It may have been her. Big fake
boobs.
I only saw her once.
Big fake boobies.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Black hair. So.
Don't remember.
But no, yeah, she was interesting. Anyways. But yeah, so yeah, I remember Rob and the and the S&M. So but yeah, anyways. So, Justin, what else have you been doing this week?
Other than S&M.
Yeah.
Yeah, no S&M. Been playing Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's been bugging the shit out of me about playing it, and he always bugs me on the wrong nights. He's not really bugging me. I mean, he wants to play some Borderlands, and he wants to finish it before the new one comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on PC with co-op with somebody, and I'm like, you know, me and Scott, well, Scott has an odd schedule, too, so it works out. But, yeah, we made it up to, like, level 32, and I don't know. I've been having a blast with it still, so.
Nice.
Hopefully I'll get back into the DLC. I never did the Claptrap, whatever, Revolution.
Claptrap Revolution.
Yeah.
It's good. Actually, it's Robo Revolution.
Robo Revolution. Yeah. But, yeah, and then, you know, Scott used to be on here, and anybody that's ever played with him, you know how much attention to detail he pays, and he remembers the oddest shit, and he's like, yeah, there's this robot over here by this guy, and he only says this one thing one time. So we got to go there right now so that we can see her. And then we'll go back to doing the mission. I was like, okay, Scott. And then, of course, you know, he laughs and is like, see, you heard it? You heard it?
Yeah. And then he spends 20 minutes going through his inventory in the middle of a fight.
He's gotten better than that. I've been giving him hell about the inventory thing.
Yeah.
Because he was always running out of space for guns. I'm like, Scott, you have 30 spots in your backpack. And he's like, well, I got one for every elemental effect. For every type of weapon. I was like, that's your problem. Stop doing that. And he finally slimmed it down to like one of every kind of weapon, which now he has like 20 spots open, which is an improvement.
That's what I usually do is I carry my favorite gun of each type, so I can just deck it out. So I usually have the four. It's shotgun, assault rifle, sniper, and then handgun.
Well, we were doing sniper and siren, and that was working out pretty well because he'd get in close and do the siren explosion thing, whatever. The warp explosion, and then he'd get out his SMGs and then kill
phase
everything.
Walk.
Yeah, phase walk and then SMG. And I'd sit back and just snipe.
What's his elemental effect? Is he using corrosion?
He's been using corrosion.
Yeah, that's the best.
And then
that's my favorite.
He overleveled that because he got sick of waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then went to let his hunter stay on standby, so we were doing dual snipers. I was doing the pistol version of it, respecting for pistols, and he was doing it for just straight sniping, and so that actually got really fun, too, so... Nice. Yeah, that game is still solid as fuck.
Well, I can't wait for the new one. Yeah, like the dual wield.
Is it a Zerker?
Yeah, you can the gun Zerker. You can
gun
actually
Zerker,
carry
two
shotguns,
like Halo 3 style.
Yeah, I can't wait
or
for
Halo
that.
Or Halo 2 style. Would
yeah, I can't wait for that because that's just an awesome idea. Like you got two. I'm sure there's going to be a handicap for doing it, but
maybe you just can't zoom in.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure they'll probably do a damage thing, but zoom in, yeah, you probably can't do that either.
It's like, what are you going to do? Like fold your arms inward? And
yeah, just right down the both scopes. But no, I'm sure there's going to be a handicap, just like in any game, like World of Warcraft, and you dual wield, you take a handicap on damage. But it'll be interesting.
Well, he's supposed to be, I think, the tank class? Is
yeah, basically. Right? Basically, yeah.
Like, they kind of classed it out a little bit more than they did before.
Mm.
Whereas you could have a healer, the soldier was a healer before, and you'd shoot guys and heal them that way.
Yeah.
Provide support or whatever. Now the Siren class, what's her name?
Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's got healing spells, basically.
Yeah.
Which actually makes it...
Well, she has a lot of stasis spells, which
well,
is
you
her
can
primary
spec her,
attack.
Yeah, you can spec her for, like, basically, like, biotic damage, like a la Mass Effect, but...
Yeah, you can basically do a stasis on people, lift them up, and put them in a sphere where they'll take damage, and people can throw damage on them, and then they actually take more damage when they hit the ground as well. So I've been researching her a lot because I liked Siren in the first game. That's, like, one of my favorite classes. I've also been looking into the Necromancer, because, one, the name is fucking awesome as shit.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea.
Yeah, and the idea of being able to possess bots and make them do what you want them to do, just totally, I'm pre-ordering it just for that.
I'm probably pre-ordering it on Xbox and Steam.
I just go on Steam, so.
For the fans of ours that have it on Xbox. Well, I got a lot of friends at work, too, that are getting it on Xbox. So.
Also, the inclusion of split-screening now. So, for Xbox, that's pretty interesting.
So, I plan on plan on getting the girl person into it since she's never played Borderlands. So.
Nice, nice. The girl person. What else have you been doing?
Been doing Fallout New Vegas. I got a lot of mod packs for that.
Yeah, you're
running about 17 mods on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the one that I think is the biggest improvement on the game is the weather mod. Never tried it out on any other Bethesda game.
Him and different things in games has always amused me, like your obsession with people's teeth. And I think it was Dragon Age. You're like,
no,
their teeth. Yeah, it's like their teeth just look so great. It's like it looks real. And he kept going like, look at their teeth.
Well, I really have a weird thing about like really bad teeth. Like I won't date a girl that has really bad teeth because it just freaks me out.
I know I get the black dick.
it goes back to that episode of Always Sunny, like they nailed the dead tooth.
Yeah, yeah, the dead tooth. You can smell it from here.
Well, yeah. with the fucking kitty cat sweaters and all that shit.
I
can't do...
So it goes down and you're just like, your teeth feel so gooey and
I feel like there's going to be like one that's extra sharp or something. And I'm gonna just snag it. I get a puncture wound and then I have like tetanus or something.
What's worse is she goes down and after giving you a furious blowjob, she starts spitting teeth out. like a boxing match. It's like a scene from Rocky, dude. Fuck. Just bing.
That's what you hear in the spit bucket.
Yeah. Oh god.
So, but no. So things that I find interesting, obviously the weather effects, and more so than just basic weather effects. Like it's like they got a dust storm. They got a radiation storm. Radiation storm is fucking awesome.
Is it all glowy and lightning?
Well, there's like little bits of like glowing particles in it, and there's this huge dust storm that blows through, and like all the people in the town start crouching down and getting into cover and going into buildings, and you start taking rad damage at like 12 rads per second.
Oof, that's bad.
So you have to like go find a place to hide, and it happens sometimes in really bad spots. And I'm playing it on hardcore mode too, so it's
it's even worse.
Yeah, so
does it have to be a lead structure?
No, it doesn't have to be a lead structure. Well, there's not any predetermined lead structures in the game, but like it happened to me while I was in Novak, and so I had to go into the hotel and hide out for a little bit and save inside the hotel. And the problem is where I saved, there wasn't any place to get water, and I was out of water, so I had to go back to the rad storm, and I was all out of rad away. So I'm taking sitting at 800 rads. Jeez. Like fucking almost dying to get into the.
So you definitely had the frowny face on your stats.
Definitely had a frowny face, yes. But it makes the game so much different. I mean, just like things like that. The weather mod's awesome. It rains sometimes in the wasteland, and there's all these lightning strikes and like really hardcore weather. Like you can see things like blowing around and rain and everything, and it gets really hazy, and it affects the NPCs and the enemies and everything else too. It obscures their vision. So like. I'm out in the wasteland, and like some rad scorpions, I can see him off in the distance. And then one like scuttles right past me, and he's like heading for cover. And I'm like, he's got the right idea.
Just follow the rats.
Well, it's like when I did the rad storm thing in Novak, like it's affecting the NPCs too, so they're all trying to get inside.
Yeah.
Well, there's some mole rats that got out in the middle of the town. Of course, they can't get in buildings, so there's a big pile of dead mole rats right in the middle of town. They died from the fucking radiation storm.
Nice.
So that was the most impressive mod to me.
You just need to lead like death claws over there and just let it take them out for you.
But it's really random on what effects it can do. The only problem I have with it is it does some really crazy things at night. It makes lighting a lot more dynamic, and so like moonlight will sift through the clouds, and you'll see patches of light hit the desert in different spots. Lights for their own structures illuminate only certain areas, and it gets really dark.
Yeah.
And it gives you a gamma setting, but a gamma setting takes, like, you can click a button, it ups it by one. And it's not measured at the same rate that, like, your screen or the game is. It's, like, in very minuscule, like, dimensions. So it must be, like, 1/10 of whatever, you know, one space is on the gamma meter. Because I put it up 200, and it was maybe up, like, 5 spots on the gamma meter. So it's really precise. But all that aside, though, the weather mod was really, really intense, and I recommend that highly to anybody that wants to mod the game. Nice. There's a couple of really high-res texture packs I did. I'm doing it in Super HD right now. So they've retextured everything from, like, the objects. Well, they didn't do the guns. I had to get a separate mod for that.
I had to get that. Okay.
But, like, the buildings and structures, the wood grain's a lot more detailed. The one I did, I didn't want to get one that actually just changed the way the game looked. I just wanted to enhance it.
And so, like, the metal textures, they're just basically using a picture of, like, metal, you know?
Yeah.
And you can tell they're really just using a picture of metal, and they photoshopped it so it could tile correctly. So there's things like that. There was one I got that was more vegetation.
Yeah, I remember you showed me that.
And then on top of the more vegetation, I got one that changed the color palette of the desert. So New Vegas was always super brown. All it does is add some reds and oranges into it, and it makes all the difference in the world. It goes from looking as desolate as you normally see it to being more like something in New Mexico where you have basically like painted sands. You know, it actually looks really pretty but desolate at the same time, and it really livens up the landscape. So
that's
probably the most impressive mods I did. Now, the other things I did is a gun texture mod.
Mm-hmm.
That one looks really good. They add some really cool like particle effects to some of the repeating laser guns and things like that. The lighting on it looks a lot better. It looks a lot more lifelike, I guess. And then the one that's the weirdest one, I got a Type 3 armor mod. And what the Type 3 armor mod does is it retextures things to, I guess, fit better, and it also adds an option to get higher res armor packs. And so there's a whole bunch of armor packs out there. Like, there's you can get Halo armor and a bunch of other stuff, and I've downloaded a few of those. Apparently there's about 600 of them. You can find random enchanted armors in different locations or whatever. And that's really cool, and that's part of the reason I got it. The other thing, though, that it does is nobody's wearing any clothes underneath their clothes. So apparently it's like half nudie mod, and I didn't realize it. And that's the part that's weird, because right. You've just killed like a dead raider or something like that, and you've blown their head off and their arms and their legs off. And it's nothing but a cooch and tits. And way too detailed cooch and tits. I was like, I go and I ransack it to get everything, you know, because I just loot all on everything.
So no one shaves in the wasteland, is what you're saying?
No, it's varied.
It's varied.
It's varied.
So there's actually there's they a have lightning like
landing strips.
Yeah.
One had lightning bolts.
Did one have a heart?
Damn.
The heart? Have you seen a heart yet?
I haven't seen a heart yet.
I knew a girl who had a
you
heart.
You need to get on that.
Yeah, you need
but
to get
it,
on that.
I'm gonna look for another Type 3 body mod just because it creeps me the fuck out. Just because that's not really how I roll.
Well, hopefully nobody wants to combine that with the kill children unlock patch, because that would just be really
awkward.
Well, no, the only thing it makes nude right now are just women. So.
Okay, just well, of course.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
That's
worse.
Like, some of the other mods that I got was I'd gotten a hair mod, and I was looking for epic beards. And I found some epic beards.
We're talking about pubic hair again? Or?
No. Well, and part of... So I'm
doing like my epic mount.
So kind of explaining the process here, the thought process. I was like, I'm going to get an epic beard mod so I can get me a dude that really looks like a survivalist. Because the beards are pretty cool in Fallout 3 and in New Vegas, but they could have done better with some of the hair texture. So I'm looking for epic beards, and I find one that's... Looks more like they just combined one beard over and over and over again, and it doesn't tile right, and when he moves his head, it just, like, sinks into his suit, and it looks weird, and didn't like it. So I tried several beard mods, and I could never find one. They had one that was, like, called the Affleck, and it was, like, too trimmed, and it looked way too retarded.
The Affleck.
And so I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And so I go ahead, and I re-roll a chick, and they have, like, epic hairdos or whatever. So I got a chick with, like, some crazy hair, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. And there's, like, probably 100 different hairstyles for chicks, but there's like 4 for dudes. So I was like, well, that's
our... because you guys are boring.
But, well, I was looking for better mohawks.
Yeah.
So, and I couldn't find a good mohawk that I liked. So, moving on from that, I've downloaded one called Ling's, like, full retexture. And I'm trying to remember if that's... If you Google Ling Fallout New Vegas mod, it does a lot of really cool things. First of all, the dude that made the texture pack remodeled all the NPCs. So he redid it. Like, if you remember in the first part of the game, the guy that's the dude
the
from...
The doctor.
Doctor, he's got a really high-res detailed face.
Yeah.
They do a really good job on him and a few other, like, key NPCs. And then everybody else, like, looks like they're molded out of really cheap clay. Like, the face textures suck. This guy went through and redid everybody. Like, they all have unique faces. They're all, like, super detailed and all have a unique look to them. And they all look really authentic, like... I don't know, there's just one dude that's like kind of like a cowboy out in the wasteland. He was just like a fucking like merchant, like traveling merchant with Brahmin, and he's got this really leathery looking face and really crazy nose, and like he looks worn and ragged, and I was like, that's really cool. Like, he looks like he's been in the sun his entire life.
Yeah.
I was like, that's really cool retexture mod. So I got that one, and I really like that one. But Yeah, that's what I've been doing with that.
And this is why PC gaming has a little bit of a... for some people, it's a little bit higher up than consoles, well, because you can do stuff like that. Yeah, consoles are good. I love consoles, but you don't get that twist of customization that you get with PC
gaming. I'm so big on customization, and that's like Dragon Age 2 with a lack of customization. That's one of the things that pissed me off. This is just, it's a whole nother level. And like, there's a, like something called, like, I'm trying to remember, it's like Personal Hideout or something like that. It's like Vault 31. And it's located right next to Victor the Robot's house.
Oh, yeah.
In Goodwill, is it Good Springs? The first place is Good Springs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, you don't get a house in the game until you get to Novak, basically. Or you can junk all your shit and throw it in Victor's cabin, like in one of the drawers or something like that. And that's what most people do. And then you go back and forth. Well, I'm playing it on hardcore. I don't necessarily want to fast travel all the time. Yeah, I mean, you can put stuff in mailboxes, but you go into this vault, you got to find a key, you find the key, put it in there, it opens the door, and it's this little personal vault with a locker that says sorting locker, and you put stuff in the sorting locker, you just dump everything you don't want, and then it sorts into a row of lockers by armor, weapon, ammunition. You got a refrigerator that puts all your food in there, you got all your like junk stuff, it puts it in a junk crate. All your first aid stuff goes in a first aid box, and it auto sorts it as soon as you stick it in there. One of the coolest things in the world, and it seems like it'd be so trivial, but if you spend any time with inventory management in Obsidian games or in Bethesda games, you know that saves you 10 or 20 hours of gameplay over the course of a long time.
Yeah.
So, big fucking deal. But, maybe I'll post some screenshots. I've been taking a lot of screenshots on Steam and posting them on my Steam account, but just that, plus, you know, the weather mod and the lighting mod that I installed. I installed a dynamic lighting mod that does a lot of stuff with, like I was talking about, moonlight and sunlight and stuff like that. And it's a whole other level of game.
What else have you been doing? Anything else?
Stuff that I can't talk about on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Just girl person stuff.
So, Justin proposed to his hand. Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump forward. Rex.
That's what that ring is.
Yeah, Rex, what have you been doing?
I have spent the last week preparing for a Microsoft tech to come to our office and tell me that I'm awesome and everything's working great.
Nice.
I got to take him out drinking. That was kind of cool. Aside from that, gaming-wise, have been picking away King Arthur and Hacker Duality again. Still kind of the same opinions in the terrible, terrible learning curve and the boringness with the RPG element of the RTS.
So, on week two, how is this going?
What he just said, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it hasn't really developed anymore. The most interesting part about the actual King Arthur RTS is the introduction of towers. Well, I didn't play the original King Arthur, but you have towers that, based upon which tower you control, you either get a spell, you get a benefit, just some other kind of random element. And it's random across the different maps. So there is a bit of a surprise strategy element to it.
Hmm.
I've done a lot of drinking since Wednesday.
I wish I had. I need a beer like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink tonight.
Totally broke.
Well, all I have is Coke. Too. Just Coke.
Well, I've got rum.
It's true, he does have rum.
I might have a spare beer.
Oh, hey, I got some of that that apple beer that Jason at work made.
Jason Stash.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the mustache.
I got one of them in there if you want it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Not you.
I'm going to assume that's not beer. Just Coke.
It had Coke in it. That's why it says Coke.
Okay. Anyways. Okay.
So well,
that's really it. That's really it for this week.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Other than that, I have some terrible drinking stories, but not ones that really happened this weekend, but they're...
Is there anything you can share on the show?
Yeah, like a story about when I got attacked by a guy with a sword.
What?
That's a great intro line, too.
You gotta say it with more enthusiasm, more gusto.
Well, I was at my house. The girl I was dating at the time was actually messing around with the guy, and he had called the cops on me a couple times.
So he's banging your girl, and then he comes out
with a
sword.
I didn't know at the time.
Okay.
And so she tells me he's outside of the house, and I open the front door, and he's standing approximately 10 feet away from me up against this tin building.
Proper sword
distance. When did this happen?
Oh, it was a while
Yeah. Okay.
Don't really want to say
that. But Tim said that's proper sword. Okay,
okay. Proper sword. Yeah. Proper sword fighting distance.
Yeah.
And he's just staring at me and holding this little short katana sword in his right and left hand, just staring at me. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
The spirit of the samurai.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he said, I'm here to see her. And I kind of looked back at him.
He just runs at you and you just punch him in the face.
Well, it gets weird.
Yeah, get your arm on the inside and move it to the left and punch him in the face.
It gets really weird. Not because I look back here, I'm like, I don't care. I got to find my yard. No, and so we argue for a bit. And I, at the time, I had one of the old school PE90 Rodney King sticks sitting by my door, just for the situation of a guy attacking you with a sword. And I pick it up to go outside, and she gets him to leave. So I set it down. Word of advice: when a guy comes to your house with a sword, don't put your weapon down. So turns out to be a bad call when he's mad at you. So I set it down.
He has no right to be mad at you.
It gets better. So I follow him out into the alley, and he's sitting there talking smack to me, and I said something, and he turns around, pulls his sword out, and starts coming at me. Like, almost a jog. Yeah, he's like screaming Japanese. Yeah, yeah. Okami, yeah. Nagi. And so
I'll... Wasabi!
Mitsubishi! Just so
Shinobi!
Toyota! It's like Kawasaki! And it starts running.
Well, and so... fight or flight.
Oka Japanese.
Your fight or flight.
Fight or flight. Yeah. I throw my hands up and start going at him. And I yelled at him.
Throw your hands up. What do you mean?
Like I was going to fight. Like I was going to fight. If you can imagine Dr. Zoidberg running at someone.
I would have done the sand. I would have done the sand people where I just lift my hand and just do the... just like
his hands.
Yeah. Just see if it scares him enough. Like that, yeah.
Well, so I put my hands up like I'm going to fight the guy.
Okay, you mean like
I was
going to say you put your hands
like
down. I thought you were going to try and catch the blade as it came.
No.
Yeah. Slice your arms all the way down the length of your throat.
And so I start going towards him. I yell, come on, motherfucker. And he
freaks out. Did you just censor
out.
Yourself?
It's habit, because you usually don't tell them this around kids.
Oh.
So I threw my hand.
Great story
I
for kids.
I threw my hands up, said, come on, motherfucker. And we stopped.
Stories with Rex.
Well, so we stop about 5 feet apart, and we're staring at each other. And he's staring at me, and I'm staring at him, and he's getting freaked out.
And you touched your tips gingerly.
And so he takes his left hand off of his sword, and he's still holding it with his right, pulls out his phone, and calls the cops on me.
Oh, he's the one with the fucking weapon.
And you're confused. I was like, what?
All right, fine.
And he goes, yeah, I need officer such and such to come up here right now. Yeah, Rex is trying to beat me up.
That's why I would pull out my phone and take a picture of him with the sword and with the date on it. And like, yeah, this is what he looks like when he calls you, sword in one hand, on my property.
Well, what he didn't really understand is that I was friends with the cop that he was calling. I knew them.
This must have been in a very small town.
Yeah. Well, and I'm standing across from him, and he hangs up and puts the sword up and starts to leave. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going home. Called the cops, you know. You might want to hang around.
Yeah, goes, you're leaving the scene of a crime.
Yeah.
I'm going home. I was like, but you called the cops. So I know what you're trying to do, Rex. You're trying to get me to stay here until the cops get here. Said, you call them. And he leaves.
What the hell?
Yeah, you're confused. I had like adrenaline. I sat down on my porch. I was like, what the fuck?
I was ready to kill someone.
See, I'm telling you, man. Cell phone pictures, take it, boom, snap.
The cop that pulled up was a cop that I used to work out with all the time. And she goes, Rex, what the fuck's going on? And I told her, and she leaves. Comes back like an hour later with this big-ass smile on her face telling me I need to fill out a report. I said, I'm not filling out shit until you tell me what happened. She goes, well, so we pulled up. He was outside of his house. We drew our guns down on him, her and this other cop who was shorter than I was. Right when that guy gets up to cuff him because he got on the ground, he decides to run. So he pushes himself up and, like, backhand slaps the cop. And as the cop leans back, he just pulls out his taser and goes, stick, right above his chest.
Oh. Nice.
Like, right above the heart.
Did he shit himself?
No. Damn. He got a shot to the heart.
Yeah.
But not too late.
Yeah.
It was a little late.
Well, he did give he gave five tasers.
God, people are idiots.
There are stories that branch off from that that I cannot tell on air because that is very much PGR.
Okay.
PGR, not that R bullshit. All
right. Okay, well, let's jump off that.
That's been my.
I'm very
my
confused
week.
Now.
Let's jump off that and jump into Holly. What have you been doing this week?
Nothing. Really nothing. I got my computer, but I have, you know, thanks to everyone. And the anonymous...
Legion.
Mm.
Legion, yes. I haven't been able to play anything on it yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
Rex Ashcraft Super Pack, supported by Dave Moore Drilling Fluids.
Okay.
I'm the only one that gets that.
So I haven't been able to play anything on it yet, just because I haven't really had the time, not to mention something else came out, and we have kind of been playing that.
Yeah.
But I have all my games installed now,
mm-hmm.
so I can do that.
Nice.
But other than that, yeah. Moon and I built a giant penis in Minecraft going into a vagina.
Yeah, you were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
On when we were on Xbox. Yes.
Yeah, so that is pretty awesome. And we have, like, it's a waterfall on the very top, like, in the vagina. So the penis just has water coming from it. We would have made it white, but, you know, it's water.
Well, yeah. What about the penis? Is it did you make it out of brick?
You could have just stacked snow.
No, we made it out of wool. So it's colored. Oh, it is colored.
You could have just stacked snow all the way up to the dickhead.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have snow.
You can find snow somewhere.
I don't know if we have it in
Xbox Minecraft.
Just keep going
because
south.
I know there is some in Minecraft, but I don't know if that specific map that we're using has
usually
snow.
It puts it in there because you need it to make certain things.
Yeah.
So
the Xbox version is a little different because it just does a single map that's a certain size, and so it'll produce biomes, but it won't or not biomes. It'll produce it. Well, I guess they are biomes. Well, anyways,
yeah,
it'll produce stuff, but it's kind of random.
There might be snow. Just look around.
Yeah, we haven't taken the time. We're just.
You just do lava coming out of the day.
I don't know about lava.
That'd be pretty awesome, actually.
But no,
that's probably about the most juvenile thing
we've
done in a while.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're like, because we're building the little, a little air rail, I don't know.
Bridge,
whatever, to every corner.
Mm.
So on this one, that's where we've got the penis and the vagina. But it's just, you know, you can't really see the vagina. I mean, you can, but...
It's up in the heavens.
The sky
vagina. It's literally as high as you can go. So it's a big dick. It is a very, very big dick. We're going to put something on all four sides. So we have to decide what we're going to do. And I really, really am thinking about putting, like, an ass.
I was going to say make a butthole.
And the asshole... No, the asshole is going to be the nether portal.
Yeah, with lava coming out. So just have like lava streaming down the steps. So you walk up to the nether portal.
So gross.
Satan's anus is what it could be called.
Satan's anus.
Or the sanus. Yeah. Okay, other than that.
Other than that, just what we played.
Okay. All right. What have I been doing? Well, with Holly and me, as well as Hyper and Ian... And a couple other people. Who else? Knobs.
Vic.
We all jumped into the Coldstream DLC for Xbox, Left 4 Dead 2. And we played that pretty much, I think... Oh my god, that is huge.
That was it at
Jesus.
First.
That's a big dick.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this is it from far away.
You call it the Shack Attack?
No, it's Moon's dick.
The one
we just,
dick
we just roll
them all.
He has a very
dick.
Dark dick for an
and then that's with
British
the vagina.
Looks like a spaceship.
It's a vagina.
Yeah, it looks like a vagina. It looks like more like a butthole.
No, let me
no,
see
if
that
you
again.
Could, if you could see the color in it and everything, you would know it was a vagina.
You just make another portal in there.
We couldn't. We tried.
No.
It's a... I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's a vagina, and we put white wool up there, so that's the semen.
Anyways, we play Coldstream. We play
out of all of us, it's Holly that's this juvenile.
Yeah. We played, at least she's not making giant swatch.
I am
the
youngest.
I guess so.
Yeah.
24. When is your birthday?
Whenever it needs to be.
When is your birthday? When is his birthday?
I don't know.
It's October.
Oh, mine's December. You are older than me.
Okay.
All right, kids.
So,
Holly, I just realized he's wearing a red shirt.
Yeah, he is wearing a red shirt. So, anyways. Holly and I did Coldstream, of course. We played, I think, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday fucking night. Yeah. Yep. Like,
and then I played on Monday.
Yeah. And then so did I. I was playing with somebody. Yeah. So, yeah. And we played.
Is it the same as PC? DLC.
What do you mean?
Is it, like, is there anything different on the PC version of Coldstream?
No, the maps have been changed and altered to be the same. They swapped some stuff around. They took out some shortcuts to where you actually are forced to go the long way. They changed some stuff around here and there. What was really weird is the first, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that Holly and I were playing, there were no witches, like, at all.
At all.
Yeah, they were completely missing. They just wouldn't spawn. And the game kept crashing and booting us back to the Valve screen every once in a while. And the servers were completely fucked. Yeah. Oh, Justin, do you want a beer? She's asking. Do you want a...
Oh, do I got a Guinness in there?
You want some Coke? Got some Coke.
Oh my god. I don't know.
No, look on the bottom shelf. To the right or in the drawer?
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Anyways.
Nice. Keep her looking.
Yeah. Now.
Harley can sit over there all day.
Nice. But, anyways, we, you might want to grab that bottle opener. Oh, nice. You got one. Okay. But, anyways, there were a bunch of glitches here and there with it. Trying to remember what else there was. Just problems. But the witches started finally... I got it over here. The witches finally started showing up on Monday. Trying to think here what else. Pretty much uneventful. Just Left 4 Dead as always. So, it's just nice to play the old maps again. So, the versus mode is really fun on them too. Chargers are definitely fun as shit on Dead Air.
Yeah, like what did you do with the charger?
I raped the shit out of Hyper and Tomzy. Wasn't it? Yeah. When they were on that, when they were on Dead Air, and they were running around the corner of that building rather than going into it after the dumpster, and I came out just running behind Piper, and he goes, he's like, I hear a charger, just fucking, I elbow smashed Tomzy down into the street, and I'm just in there bashing Piper in the fucking ground, and Tomzy didn't seem too impressed with it. He was kind of pissed because he kept getting raped, but yeah, it was pretty fun. And chargers were definitely great. I remember I insta-killed one of their guys with a charger just previously in that fucking level. Loads of fun. Great to play the old maps. Other than that...
Vic sucks.
Yeah, Vic sucks horribly at Left 4 Dead.
Good job, Vic.
He won't shut up long enough for you to tell him to do anything. He's like down to 20
yeah,
health.
Yeah, he's talking just
like,
to everyone
use your health
else.
Pack. Use your health pack, Vic. Vic, use your health pack. He's just like, oh my god, there's a spinner everywhere. I'm like, fucking use your health pack. I just finally said, Vic, use your fucking health pack. I just like yell at him. And then, then he gets incapped. I'm like, you fucking dipshit.
You'll play some Gears.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he'd probably get you killed on Gears.
No, actually, he was... like, ranked in the top 1,000 on Gears 2.
Probably because he got everybody else killed. Anyways. That I did finally force myself to play through Deus Ex Missing Link, the DLC pack.
Ooh, what'd you think of it?
I liked it. It was pretty good. I looked at the achievement list, and I saw that there's an achievement for beat the Missing Link without using any Praxis kits, weapons, guns, anything. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Because... you can't use any Praxis kits, so that means even ones you earn, you can't use. Ones you find, you can't use.
Maybe it means start the game with it.
Well, they start you off in the Missing Link with nothing, because they've disabled all your biotics when they capture you. So you start at the base with nothing anyways. So you can't really earn an indefinite amount of Praxis kits by just waiting for people to come up and kill them and stuff and hacking computers. You have a set amount you can pretty much get out of it. And... yeah, going through that, the only way I can think of to actually kill people without killing people is to hack a turret and turn it on to friendly and just carry it around with you. But you'd have to have Praxis kits to do that. So it's just nothing but silent takedowns. Man, that would suck. 'Cause that means you can only do one at a time. They don't let you have your take two guys down at once. So you have to sneak around and take every guy down at a time, one at a time.
That would be
I think
really
I'm
rough.
Up to the challenge. I think I'm up to the challenge.
Cool. course you are.
Yeah.
what I liked about the Missing Link as opposed to the full regular game was that it gave you the option of not having to kill the end boss.
Yeah.
Because that was my biggest complaint about Deus Ex, was they made this whole, you know, you can go stealth, you can go kind of mid-range, or you can go guns blazing.
Yeah.
But then you have a boss battle. I was like, eh. Well, you know, the boss battle breaks the theory of the game.
The boss battles were developed by a completely different team.
Yes. Yeah. And
which was a stupid ass choice because.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a fucking Deus Ex.
As much as I like Deus Ex, Human Revolution, I love the Deus Ex series. I've played it for over 10 years now, and I love Human Revolution.
Not the a real boss big fan
fights,
of
the yeah, the boss fights kind of actually threw off the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, so. Everything else is awesome until you get to the boss fights, and you're just these are really generic.
Get my rocket launcher and win.
Yeah, or just sit there and just shoot Barrett in the head over and over again with a pistol. Just
hide that, or there's like the one in the gallery, where you can just hide in the vents and shoot people and drag them to the vents like a fucking funnel spider.
No, those guys, I actually use gas grenades because they all come in a large group and they go like, "All right, we're gonna fan out and search your room." And they're like, "What the fuck?" And they all just drop down. And you're like, "Yeah, fucking done." So, fucking just like constant freaking like experience. Just, "Oh yeah, man down, man down, man down." Yeah. All right, practice kit.
There,
just start shooting them in the head. Now I'll do that. I'll shoot guys in the head sometimes after I take them out because it's easier to knock them out and then shoot them in the head than to knock them out and leave them for somebody to find and then they wake them up because they will wake them up.
So that's where the funnel spider tactic comes into play. You
knock
them out and then like scoot them all the way into the vents.
Yeah, but it's better if I'm
like, I'm always like wondering to myself, like if this was third person, what would it look like?
Or like
because you got to like climb over them to get to the next guy to pull them back in there.
Yeah. You're just getting your ass right in his face.
Well, it's funny because all their legs start tangled up. It's just a big mass of like human bodies.
And then they
vents.
Glitch. So
yeah, well, the worst part is when you're
like
trying
moving.
To drag them into a floor vent and they just fucking lay over the hole. And you're just like, you're like jumping on them, trying to get them.
You're like, you're like sitting there twisting them around.
Yeah.
Trying to get them to get their shoulders
well, it's
in.
It's the Hitman dilemma. Hitman had that problem a lot where arms would get cut up on doors and they just start bending.
Yeah.
Where you're going, you're like, fucking come around the corner. And then they just like snap back and you're like, ah, it's like Stretch Armstrong.
They like made
it
out
again.
It's like Gumby.
Yeah. It's like killing Gumby and hiding his body.
Gumby.
But what I like to do is I would sit there and knock the guy out, and I'd leave him somewhere people could find him by pop a bullet in his head. So when they come by and they see him, they go, "We got a man down." Then all these guys come walking there and just gas grenade or throw in a frag, blow the whole fucking room to shit. I don't care if the alarm goes off; I already fucking disabled them all. So
what was the body mod that you had where you would shoot? You're basically like a human grenade.
Oh, that was the
Typhoon.
Yeah, Typhoon. Yeah.
And you get that fully upgraded.
Oh, it does.
All the boss battles, it was like, use that and half their health gone.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Just like run up to them and you use your fucking human grenade and then just start whittling them down from there.
It was. I only upgraded that in one playthrough because I didn't like using it that much because one, it took up ammo spots in my inventory, and the ammo for it was expensive if you couldn't find it. So I just didn't use it that often.
I usually prefer stealth.
I usually prefer stealth. Bosses, I usually just took down, handguns and shotguns. That's mainly what I focus on.
The first one's the Barrett boss battle, right?
Yeah, Barrett, I use grenades.
Well, you know you have the two doors that open up or whatever, and you get all the supplies. You can go and hide on one of the crates around the corner.
Yeah, he can't get in there. Yeah.
And he can't get in there for whatever reason. He lines up on the other side of the wall. So you go out and you shoot him a couple times, and you hear the gun spin up, and you just move back and then reload. And it's mechanics like that that make the boss battles really uninteresting. And it's the game is so good otherwise.
That's why I never use those rooms, even when I was playing.
Like, when it came out, I was like, I really want this to be game of the year, blah, blah, blah. And the boss battles, I'm just like, I can't. This is not game of the year because of the boss battles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was my only problem with it. The story is great. The gameplay is awesome as hell. The boss fights, the art direction is fucking fantastic in it.
Almost everything about it is great, but I think the boss battles take a full point off for me.
And the music kicks ass. That's the only thing about the boss fights that is fun is the music. So, like Barrett's song, the entire boss fight song. Yeah, it's actually called Barrett's. I think it's called Barrett Boss Fight.
Barrett's Battled.
No, it's called Barrett Boss Fight. Is the only title for it. So it's called Barrett Serenade.
Serenade.
So. But now, that one's actually one of my favorite tracks. But I did play The Missing Link, and I actually enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought it was pretty good. It gave a little bit more backstory to stuff, especially what happened during those days that you were in the container. Going to... Did you already beat it yet?
No.
Did you get to the... You went to the island.
Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Way to fuck it up.
It's been like, what, 2 years now? Year and a half. still haven't gotten it through all the way, huh? Yeah. No, you were there. I remember I was watching you play that area. Were you stowed away inside the container?
Maybe I beat it already.
Yeah, it's where you go and you run that mission for the Asian mobster. So the Asian dude.
I think I started it, but I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get his son out.
Yeah, you gotta go get his son, but that was the DLC. But if you don't have the DLC, it skips that and you just go off
to get his son out.
No, that's
in the regular.
No, that was not actually in the regular. That's the DLC pack I got.
No, yeah, it is.
No, it's not in the regular. He has you do something else, but then he has an additional thing.
Oh, so where what you're looking at, Trent, is because I had the DLC, because I had Missing Link, it adds that extra mission in.
No. Totally different DLC. There was a pre-ordered DLC that came with it where you would go off and you would run the Sun mission for him. That was part of a DLC that was a pre-order that came with it. That's what I had. Okay, and that comes with the Explosive Missions Pack. That gives you extra weapons plus that mission. And then it gave you basically, that packet you can throw on the ground that's basically a mine. It's just a packet you throw on the ground, you can leave it there and then trigger it and walk away. But anyways, you could skip that entire mission to rescue his son. It actually gives you an option to skip it if you don't want to do it. Instead, you do something else for him and he'll let you go ahead and go off and go to the docks and do the thing where you got to go and hide inside of the stasis pod that puts you on a ship. That's where this DLC, The Missing Link, takes place. Is those 3 days you're out
I'll
of
contact. I'll have to fucking load it up and see where I'm at.
It is only available if you pre-ordered the game.
That's what I just told you.
Well, no, you said it was The Missing Link.
No. There's two DLCs. I said, he thought I was saying that mission to save his son was part of The Missing Link. I was saying, no, it's not.
Oh.
It's a different one. It's the Explosive Missions Pack.
Oh, yeah. I did this whole thing. I just ignored it.
Yeah. No, it's two DLCs. One came out way before, and this one came out afterwards.
So. He starts talking, I'm just like, man,
zone out. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Well, it's better when you actually know what the fuck you're talking about. So, but yeah, no. But you can skip that one to do a sun to rescue the sun mission. You can not to do a sun.
I pre-ordered. That's why.
I have it. Yeah.
That's why I have it.
But yeah, you can actually skip it. You don't have to do it. Yeah, I think it actually gets you an option to skip it when you're.
I was going
to
shoot him if I could, but not getting away.
I always rescued him because it's just you get cool stuff.
Although he is in the original Deus Ex, that character.
Yeah.
He does continue on, so they have like little plot points that like continue on to the regular game.
A little harken back. Huh?
Well, actually, whenever you beat the game, if you actually sit through the long-ass fucking credits...
Is it the Dresden Project, they say?
It goes into the Daedalus stuff. It's got that one fuckhead, what's his name?
The Senator.
Yeah, the one who fuses himself with Daedalus at the end of the first game. Fuck, what's his name?
Google Foo Go!
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But it actually shows him sitting there having a conversation with somebody.
The girl.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that, so he hasn't
been
yet.
A girl.
Yeah. And he's sitting there talking about it. He's welcoming her onto the project that he's working on. Which
2 years ago, Trent.
Is it Hope? I can't remember what his last name is. But no, it's basically him welcoming her onto that project, which is the precursor for Deus Ex, which makes me hope they actually just do a straight out remake of Deus Ex. That'd be nice.
I've heard relative rumblings that they will do an actual sequel to Deus Ex Human Revolution, which makes me curious because I took it as the canon ending was that Adam Jensen just killed everyone.
Well, they have the different options. You can take at the end of the game.
Well, I mean, you have the different options, but I took it as the canon ending was that he couldn't pick, and so he just killed everyone.
Yeah, well, there's the one where he could just kill himself. And then the one where he kills everybody, and then the one where there's one where he just doesn't do anything. I think they gave him that option.
Four, there's four different endings.
Yeah, they gave you the one where I think it's you can go forward with old crippled douchebag's idea. The one who
that's where you get rid of. You have four endings. You have the one where you get rid of augmentation.
Yeah.
You have the one where you regulate it via conservatism.
Yeah.
You have the one where you...
conservatism.
I'm sorry. You have the one where. You go with corporatism, which is where you basically say, hey, do whatever. And, which I think followed... I felt that followed more in line with the regular
Well, then there was story, the other one, which is you blow up the entire fucking place.
Which is where you cut off the pressure regulators and everything collapses.
Yeah. So, and the one thing I liked about Missing Link is they didn't give you very many options while playing the game until you got to the prison ward. And they give you that option going like, well, you can save this person, or you can save all these people. Which one are you going to do? You just sit there and you go like, oh, you dicks. It's like, fuck. It's like Mass Effect, where you got to either save all the Batarians, or just completely not even fucking radio and just be like, oh, fucking dicks. They look like weirdos anyway. Fuck the Batarians. So, but yeah. But no, fun DLC. I liked it a lot. So. But no, I like the DLC is worth it. It's worth picking up. I don't know about full price. I think it's like $10. I just grab it on sale.
Yeah, I just pick it up on sale.
Yeah, and they always put Deus Ex on sale. So, but given that it's been a year and a half, and they haven't put anything else out. And at the end of it, they said in the credits, you know, we're just getting started and look out for more. I was hoping for more DLCs with Deus Ex. So
I predict a sequel.
I know that there'll probably be a continuation. I was just hoping for more DLCs in this one, but...
I really like the Adam Jensen storyline, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is terrible.
They did a good job.
I was listening to a live cast by him about just a general game where he was playing Deus Ex. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I can't get any more action games because they're all like, oh, you sound like Adam Jensen. Like, that's my action game voice.
I didn't ask for this.
I did. I totally pictured him as the porn producer from My Best Friend's Girl. or the girl next door. That's what it was. The girl next door.
Nice.
He says some really odd stuff in that voice, too. I'm just trying to remember like some of the things like, fucking right. Like he always says something like that, you know?
It's very airy. It's just fucking right. It's like Michael Keaton's Batman voice. It's like, that doesn't sound
right. He's like, so, double penetration.
No, double penetration. It's like, so you're talking about doing a double penetration maneuver in through the back, out through the front. It's like, you're like, what? It's like, no, we're ordering pizza. Oh, I'll take anchovies. Bionic anchovies.
Robot with my
spoon fingers. I didn't ask for this. Yeah, you bring him the wrong pizza, and he's just like, I didn't ask for this. Like, yeah, I know. What did you want? He's like, I wanted pepperoni. Anyways, other than that, I watched Amistad. I finally broke down and watched Amistad.
What is
That Steven Spielberg movie about the Amistad slave ship.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's an older movie. It came out. Like, I put off watching it for years. It was just like, no more Roots movies. I'm not doing those anymore. And then I was like, and Matthew McConaughey plays another lawyer in it. No, I'm not going to watch it. I called in sick to work Monday because I had a really bad headache. And I'm sitting there, and I woke up at 8, but I just stayed and laid in bed because my head was hurting so bad. And I finally turned the TV on, and Amistad was starting. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't care what it is. I'll just fucking watch it. And I just sat there watching it, and it was a really good movie. I was like, give us us free. when the Mindy warrior finally figures out how English works, and he's trying to say, give us freedom, and give us free. And I was like, yeah, give them freedom. Yeah. And then I got up and I did my laundry. Because I'm an American.
America.
That's what we do. We watch movies about people wanting freedom, and then we go off and we're a slave to the washing machine.
Yep.
Here in America.
Here in America. Just add a flag. Everything's good.
Add a flag.
Yeah. I don't think Rex knows what add a flag.
Add a flag.
At my job, we do a lot of car dealership stuff, and we've found that even outside the car dealership ads that we do, if a client doesn't like an ad that we've made, just put a flag on it. And they love it at that one. They're like, dude, this is awesome. And you're like, yeah. Like, I was working on an insurance company's website, and I was like, how am I supposed to show an inspirational picture of a house that's been destroyed? So I found one that had an American flag sticking up in the rubble, and I was like, doesn't that say we will rebuild? And he goes, yeah, it does. And I was like, exactly. Yeah, see, fucking add a flag. Works again.
That is a nope.
Add a flag at its
finest. It's an advertising trick. Just throw a flag in everything. Anyways, but other than that, laundry. I watched The Adjustment Bureau again and wondered why.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Thought I'd get another chance because the concept is okay. It's just really failed delivery here and there. Yeah. Guys in fedoras running around that can walk through doors and they go somewhere else. Interesting. Anyways, what else? Yeah, that was about it.
What's that swishing noise?
That's him playing.
That is not Coke. It is Coke.
That's his Coke. It's his wiener.
It swishes?
It has that
His wiener sounds like hard plastic.
It has that much of juice in it. That's
funny. It's like he's been injecting crazy glue into his cock to make it bigger.
It whistles while he comes. Yeah.
It's like a fucking police warmer.
So I was watching Tosh the other night, and there was this thing. He was interviewing some guy that made these things that were like whistles for your tailpipe. It like annoyed all the neighbors. You could hear the car from like a mile away, just like. That's actually what I was just
like all the neighborhood
dogs. They're all like howling.
Yeah. They should actually make whistles in the back of your pants so that when somebody farts, you know exactly who fucking did it. You know exactly who fucking did it.
It's like a police whistle.
You're just like, okay, man, I know Mark is an F-sharp. I know an F-sharp when I fucking hear it,
But then sometimes you just hear the little... So where it doesn't even... It sounds
like Morse code.
It doesn't make enough to actually whistle. Yeah. You just hear that little bell.
I guess that maybe it does the SOS.
Sounds like a cat. I don't even know if that's picking up on the mic. Yeah.
You got so serious.
Yeah. Well, I have to make it serious. I just have to give it a go.
Like I was thinking to myself just now, if Trent was an animal, he would be a cat.
Actually, it reminds me of a joke I heard today, which was, what's the difference between a toilet and a fridge? And you know the answer.
Yeah, I know.
So you go ahead and give me your answer.
I don't know.
You're so disgusting. Yeah. You shit in the fridge. Somebody showed it to me. I was in there reading it. It took me a second. I was like, oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah. That's funny. Sort of. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. It was funny as I was trying to tell the joke to Brian, and Brian just comes out with this out of fucking left field gay joke answer. About a butcher putting his meat in one. I was like, but a gay guy does this. I was just like, what? And he goes like, you said the difference between a fridge and a... And I was like, no! I said a fridge and a toilet. And he's like, oh. I don't know. I was like, you're so disgusting. And he actually thought... He's just like, hey, that's a great fucking joke. That's good. I was like, no.
You're you don't so understand. Disgusting.
Yeah. I don't like jokes that require explanation. Unless it's just a stupid person. Anyways... Other than that, not much.
Yeah.
Just America.
America.
America. America.
Yeah, that's all it's been. So, anyways, let's go ahead and jump into something fun. We got some emails.
Yeah, we did.
Because we had a question last week. It wasn't really a question, it was a request. Because we wanted our listeners to give us some of the most hate-filled responses aimed at us, either individually or as a whole. And I love that goats or mushrooms if you shoot a duck. That weird ass fucking picture you put. Click on the picture. You gotta read the whole thing.
That kid looks hard, cool.
Goats are like mushrooms if you shoot a duck. I'm scared of toasters. It looks like a Wookiee the kid from Silver Spoons.
Goats are like mushrooms. Yeah. If you shoot a duck, I'm scared of toasters. Because you have to say it like it's a fact.
That kid's face. God.
We have to post that on our site.
You guys are assholes. That like, kid
should feel bad. I liked what you put. It's like, oh my god, put the lotion in the
It puts the lotion in the brisket. There's one that's like a close-up picture of a goldfish.
Give me
and he's right next to the oxygen, whatever it's called. You know, whatever makes the fucking bubbles.
English, Holly. Fuck.
She's got her hands in the air like,
bubbles. She's like, bubbles.
Bubbles.
In the fish tank that makes the bubbles.
Oh, yeah. The filter. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The pump.
You're like, yeah, the filter.
The filter. Filter this.
The filter fish.
And he's just got, like, he's got this really big, like, really big eyes, and his mouth is just, like, wide open. And there's this one that just says, Ermagerd Burble! And he looks so excited.
You should do one that says, like Ermagerd, would you fork me? It's like, I fork me. I fork me herd. I got the
name. You have to do goodbye horses. Gerber. No, it's like
Gerber Hershey. Gerber Hershey. I can't. I'm about to cough. Kind of dry tonight. Like a.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Yeah, here. I got to put the lotion on my fucking throat.
20 minutes adjusting. You'll be good. Anyway.
I think Rex has something to
do. I think I'll just dry my throat. anyway, so our question was, our request was basically to say some of the meanest shit you possibly could to us, because we think it's funny. We want to hear people just trash us, honestly or even jokingly. We really didn't care. Now, sadly, not a whole lot of people wanted to do this because, I know where you all live. So, yeah. We know your IP addresses. What are you going to do?
We can find you.
Nothing. Ain't going to do shit about it. If you download our show, we can find you. Isn't that right, Sophie?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take a look at Sophie's. What did Sophie have to say about
Sophie
the
Sophie really didn't want to.
Yeah, I read her, so it was great. So you might want to hit the see more button right there. She
So she says, can't participate in this week's question. I'm not mean. Stupid bunch of twats. So she goes ahead and she expands on this. Can you read that from there?
Oh, you want me? Yeah, okay. So, Sophie says...
Since you can mute the microphone.
Okay, so Holly convinced her to participate. And she says this, stupid Americans, for such a big place, it really is filled with a bunch of dicks. Why does everything have to be XXX? Well, she put more than 3Xs there. Well, not everything. There's nothing worse than the voice of a high-pitched American screeching at you. I mean, we have the Boris... We have Boris Johnson, our very own Milky Bar Kid, in Scotland, which is the only place where no one understands what you're saying, but it sounds awesome. And don't get me started on this stupid podcast I stumbled across called The Tiltcast. It's full of a bunch of nerds who sit around playing silly video games. It's almost as bad as a friend of mine who bought a new Xbox because it made R2-D2 noises, which Sophie just bought one. Congratulations. And that Holly, they call her Badger. I reckon she is a really hairy. So she's really hairy, and I think she should jump off a cliff because she hates baby pictures. I only listen to their show because it's slightly more fun than pulling my toenails out. Cheers, bitches.
Well, no, she did that.
The baby thing was awesome.
She got so, like, that girl got so pissed off about it, and she was a complete bitch to my mom.
Who?
There was this girl, I posted something on my Facebook saying that I did this thing called unbaby.me.com, or unbaby.me. Mm-hmm. If you add that to your Facebook, it's got a whole bunch of keywords, so if people post pictures of their babies, you can replace it with something else. And right. It just says, baby removed, and then it's got a picture of something else underneath. I put poop. So, so anytime someone would post a picture of their baby, it ended up, it only gave me poop, twice. But everything else, it was just kittens and puppies stuff like that.
Babies and poop. One you gestate for 9 months, the other one 9 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Well, no, and I posted something about it, and this girl got so pissed off at me, and I was just like, okay, fine, whatever. I don't really care. I was just like, it's not that I'm upset that people are, happy about whatever. I just don't want to see it every other post, every day. And then my mom had said something, and she told my mom that she was making herself look like an ass and she needed to jump off of a bridge.
Because that's a way to cure looking like an ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was I sent her a message and I was just like, listen, you don't do shit like that. Like, I told her other stuff just to try and make her feel like shit. Mm. And then I was just like, you're friends with my brother. Mm. You're friends with me. You don't need to be, disrespecting my mom like that. I was get off your fucking high horse, because she wasn't pointing you out.
So
she
was
just seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I wasn't really pissed off about it. I just laughed at it.
Okay, so there's the backstory. There's the backstory. We'll jump on to the next one, which comes from our good friend Moonpier, Mr. Paul. And what he says is, you guys don't fucking understand English. And because you're so fucking big, you think you're the boss of everyone. Nice spelling on your, by the way. He goes, fuck you and your bajillion citizens, always the big bullies of the world, showing how tough you are because you got a tiny cock. Always wanting to go up and kill people for natural resources. Use your own, damn it. I'm English / Irish and proud. Can I come live there, please?
That nice. Sounds like America.
Nice. America. Let's see here. Okay, we got one for Mr. Wiggum. Now, isn't he an airline attendant?
Yeah, he's a flight
okay.
attendant.
Okay, this is from the stewardess. So I'm not going to take this too personally. So I had to throw that out there. Okay, he said, to the cock-slapping, basement-dwelling hermaphrodites and one cum-guzzling gutter slut cast. Can't you come up with questions that are a benefit to the world? I'm tired of listening to the drunken pontifications. Yeah, sorry. Pontifications that happened during a podcast about which superhero is a pedophile, Flash, obviously, or secretly gay, Aquaman. How about questions that will Aquaman. Benefit us all, such as what resource is most important at the onslaught of the inevitable zombie apocalypse?
Gold.
No, KFC napkins. The little wet naps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. Also, Badger, will you please stop posting pictures of giant cocks that took hours to build on Minecraft? We get it. You want a penis and you're evil for hating babies. There, I said my piece. May all of you continue sucking at production and fuck off, you cock-sucking cunting twats. P.S. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Mr. Stewardess.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So, when you joined the Mile High Club, it was up the ass, right? I just wanted to make sure. See, that kid's face beginning to grow. If you shoot a duck, I'm scared. It's funny because they have the kid's eyes, but then everything below that is a fucking...
It's a different color scheme.
It's a fucking dude with a giant beard. His eyes look so close together. Okay.
Damn it.
So we've got emails because people didn't want to post. They just wanted to email it to us.
And that's fine.
Which is fine. So
I just couldn't read those.
Let's go ahead and see if he can log into the email that he was automatically logged out of. And he's forgetting the password now.
Serious business.
Okay, he remembered it. Go to that that first one. Yeah, this one is from a guy named Justin.
Not me.
Not him. Go ahead and zoom in a little bit. Let's take a look here. I do hereby declare with the utmost sincerity that I do loathe that Junkasaurus character. In particular, I despise his infatuation with Microsoft's newest OS, Windows 8. I am a paraplegic, good sir, and it offends me that Microsoft would flagrantly disregard people such as myself and come out with an OS that is, in every apparent way, designed to have a touchscreen. Can you use your toes?
He's paraplegic.
Yeah, I know. Some people can do that. Your ears? Anyway, I will
might
never.
Have a flipper.
Yeah, I will never get to enjoy the full experience of Windows 8, and your unrelenting support just reminds me of my situation. So it is with great disdain that I write this letter, as I hoped you of all people would never become a follower and forget your fellow man. I bite my thumbs at you, sir. I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen to you no more. You empty-headed animal, food trough, wiper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled of elderberries. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time. Yeah. Also, tell that jag off to pay rent. I don't know what that's about. It's okay. So, he quoted some Monty Python. He lost some points there, but everything else was really good.
Which one is Monty Python?
No quote. Anyway, this one is from our friend the Nymph. Mr.
He told us we couldn't read this beforehand.
Yep.
Yes. You're going to have to scroll with me here. I found this podcast by accident while I was at home one day, and the only thought I had while listening was, what the fuck is this shit? I just couldn't believe
read this in Nymph speak.
I can't do that. I just couldn't believe that someone out there thought this was a good idea. I had hoped that someone had lost a bet of some sort, and this was just the payout. I gave benefit of the doubt and just figured the first episode was the last one. But then episode two came out. At this point, I figured that you were trying to get as many ignorant people to listen to your baseless dribble. The fact that you believe that your opinion matters above all others just goes to show how self-centered and stupid you all really are. Oh, he actually individualized it. Yes. I'm first.
Oh,
okay.
This is awesome.
Trent. The lack of intelligence that is summoned forth from your mouth weekly, I just finally figured out where it all comes from. It must come from the fact that your mother and father are also your aunt and your uncle. And just the common inbreeding of your entire family has led to your unintelligence.
That's pretty rough.
That's pretty
good. Wow.
Justin, you make it clear every day that that your best friend must be your left hand because you sound like the most lonely and sad soul I have ever heard in my life. With nothing great to... ever contribute to the cast.
Ouch.
I'm also so happy that Holly thinks that we care, that she thinks that she thinks and that we want to hear from her every week. I haven't heard one interesting, correct, or rational thing come from her mouth ever. Other than sperm. I threw that one. I have never found so much ignorance in one place in my entire life. And remember, I was in the military for 4 years, so I thought I understood ignorance, and then I found this show. You are worse than a whiny bitchy. Sorry, whiny bitchy group of
E1s.
E1s. Oh, sorry, I couldn't read that. Okay, so E1s, and that's saying something. At least I could pretend to take E1s. Sorry, to like E1s, but every time I hear your show, I have to go home and hate humanity. I even begin to wonder if life is even worth living anymore for allowing this hate crime to continue on the internet. I just don't understand, and there are a lot of things I don't understand, but this is the worst. Take abortion, for example. I'm just like, man, I don't know, but this podcast is worse than abortion. More worse than live abortion. I mean, not much else is that bad. Do you mean live as in performing live, or just killing somebody after they're born? clarification. Also, pull your collective heads out of each other's assholes and figure out what the fuck we are playing for Gauntlet this Saturday night at 2200 Central Time, 2300 Eastern Time, you lazy fucks. We usually do. It's when that game doesn't go over well, we switch at the last minute. But now I imagine both of the red shirts are probably thinking that they are home free. They would be correct. I don't waste my time with people that can't even pull their life together for one night a week to do this weak-ass podcast. Get out of your parents' house and do something with your lives, or go kill yourselves. Either way, the world will be a better place. Love, Nim. Did you put a postscript on that? P.S. But really, what the hell
is going on with
God? Well, we're only doing it twice a month now, Nim.
Duh.
That was pretty good.
I like that.
That was well thought out. That was funny.
Okay, now we did have another one from
totally
Mr. Ian.
Totally thought I was in the clear.
Go ahead and zoom in on that bad boy there. Let's see what Mr. Ian had to... can you even work this computer? Was he right? What? No, you got to pull the bar up.
Jesus.
All right. To the nasty... Oh, God, stop scrolling. Okay, to the nasty one, the antelope to Trent. Victor Von Awesome. Why does he get awesome?
I don't know.
Oh, he probably gave him head. The drunkest T-Rex ever. And to our dear friend Holly, who can still pounce on people and or me with a hunter like only a badger who don't give a shit can. Jesus, dude, what the fuck? Did you forget to breathe? All right, as for your question, I love you all. The amount of entertainment you have given me over the last 95 episodes has been awesome. Now that my face is out of your ass, let me say this. Fuck you all. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, I love the show, and thank you so much for putting it on.
That was the weakest.
He went weak at the end. Come on, Ian.
Okay. Go deck.
All right, let's settle this. This is his Mass Effect movie. His Mass Effect movie cast. We'll wait on that, because that can be our thing for later. We'll bring that back up when we come back from the break, which we're going to take now.
Okay.
Because that sounds like a good idea. So I really need to pee.
Sounds good.
Not really, but yeah. Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. we're back from our break, and we're going to go ahead and jump into some news. So, I see you got something pulled up right there, Justin. Why don't you go ahead and jump in with that?
Right, what are we on?
Stop speaking in Elven, just fucking talk.
Say what?
So, what's your news article?
One of the things I was going to actually bring up, and Matt was kind enough to bring this up on our Facebook, was DayZ is going to be a standalone game.
Standalone!
Pretty fucking excited about that. Thoughts? Now that everybody's bought the Arma 2 version for the mod, are they going to give you a discount?
Probably not. But it means that they'll probably have a much better inventory system.
Yeah, that inventory system is bullshit.
As well as a better contextual menu system for doing stuff. Because you and I trying to figure out how to do fucking blood packs was hilarious.
Well, I think it was you guys that introduced me to the guy who was giving out tents.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like, I got 50 tents down here.
Are you a friendly? It's like, Ben's. You like tents?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's pretty funny. Okay, so
I am very interested in buying it. Mm. I did not buy Arma 2, so I will be very interested in buying a separate game of DayZ.
Yeah.
Especially since the guy, you know, who developed the mod has actually gotten to take off with it. Kind of like I feel how the Minecraft whole genre took off.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going with this, Rex?
Rambling.
I can tell.
Rambling, man. Mm-hmm.
In other news, there's been some stuff that has been leaked about Xbox 720.
720!
Oh, that was my news story that I introduced you to.
Well, go with it. Just you know more information.
Yeah, I do. So, all right. So, yeah. I was digging around through the info feeds, and I found that there was a Microsoft guy that was on a podcast, The Verge, and he was talking about Windows 8 integration and their mail systems like Outlook and all that. And he was talking about... Microsoft is basically getting a bunch of things ready for Windows 8 integration with different peripherals, as well as he even mentioned also the new Xbox. That's all he really said was the new Xbox. And based on that, when you look around and you look at the leaked Xbox 720 dev kit images that came out earlier this year, just before E3, you look at some of the stuff that was in there. There's something about the 3D implementations, as well as the Kinect, as well as the pictures of the people using the handheld devices like tabs.
Like smart glass.
Yeah, like the smart glass, which was introduced this year at E3. So it gives a little bit of credibility to that story about the leaked Microsoft Xbox dev kit. And then you hear him talking about it. They basically projected, I think... late 2012, we finally get a glimpse at it, and possibly 2013, early part of the year, or maybe even at E3, it'll get released.
There is a link that Kotaku posted for job development,
mm-hmm.
and I guess the projected time for the project end on the development was 18 months out.
Mm-hmm.
So 18 months from now.
Who knows? So
that would put it early 2014.
Maybe. It just depends on what exactly is going on.
Well, to give them time to release it at E3.
Yeah.
To say, here's what we got. And then E3 2013, and then 2014, they'd be able to show, hey, you know, maybe Christmas or...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is we'll finally see it at E3, because that puts it right about a year from when the lead documents came out. 1 year to the date is when they'll finally probably unveil it at E3. We'll probably actually hear some more stuff about it at near the end of this year, as Windows 8 stuff becomes more prevalent, and see what goes on. It's like, it's probably not going to be 2013...
I think it'll be released 2014.
Yeah, that anything late.
Totally sounds like the time frame upon Justin's mom releasing the new information about the thing that's coming out.
Hmm. So, Rex.
I have no fucking clue. So, yeah, so new Xbox on the horizon. So.
Maybe that's what they're calling it, Horizon, instead of Durango.
No, that'd be so horrible. Just call it Lollipop or something like that.
So, I'm not going to steal this story from you, Rex, but you talked about this earlier. Steam.
Oh, so actually, something kind of really cool.
Do we really want to trust him to tell us the story right now?
It is a valid news story. So Steam drunk. In the future will actually start to offering software
to offering.
I know, right? So we'll
start offering software other than games. So, some really cool things that I'm looking forward towards is...
Jesus Christ! What are you looking forward to, Rex?
What are you looking forward towards?
Forward towards?
Justin, if you could get it right, as clearly Trent did, some forward towards things that I'm looking to... Towards.
Oh my gosh.
No W's on that side of the table.
We're gonna take this away from you.
Yeah, take that away from me.
So, it's already almost gone, so it don't matter. It's the so,
oh, you did put rum in that.
Yeah, he's kind of drunk.
No,
you just now figured that out.
I did.
Whenever he's like leaning up against your wall and he's like going back and forth
on the corner, going, "Oh, this feels good."
The back scratcher.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So some kind of cool things that I think they'll start
some
leaning
cool
towards
things.
Is
the
some
kind of cool
some
things.
Kinkle things.
Stop it! I'm on a roll. Some kind of cool things that I think they'll kind of lean towards. Is God damn it, you fuckers.
Okay, so Steam's gonna start putting out apps.
Steam's gonna start selling software other than games.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward
to? I think that the current end game goal is to start selling software as apps. Kind of like they do with current games. The like future end game, you know, Windows 8, Windows 9, kind of whatever comes after that. Will be software as a service. So, like, take Office. Microsoft Office. Everybody steals Microsoft Office. But for, you know, $20, would you pay for Microsoft Office? Would you pay to say, I'm legal, as opposed to stealing the shit? I would. Mm-hmm. I steal enough software from work as it is. If you edit that part out. But so I really think that's where they're going is the it's called software as a service, kind of what you know like a whole OnLive, how OnLive is doing the gaming on demand. Stop looking up nudes, Justin.
No, we're looking
pay
at the Fallout skin pack. So. It looks awesome. So go ahead, we're listening.
Oh no, yeah, I just totally go.
Red
so,
shirt, finish.
But yeah, I really think so. Kind of, and this actually in general.
This is the point where he gets thrown out of a fucking bar.
English. English is my native language.
English.
I think this in general goes back to the future of gaming because that is something that I like to talk about a lot. Is that the future of gaming is the human act?
He's actually doing really well. He's doing
right,
really
hold
well.
Hold on, go ahead.
Continue, please.
He's got
we'll,
it so
we'll let him go into the wild here for a second and we'll bring him back. The future of gaming?
The human the human interaction of gaming is really where things will go. You know, you have the virtual reality of what you touch. You know, you walk up to a restaurant. That is the games that you see. Fuck you, Trent. That is the... You know, you decide, hey, I want to see these games. It comes up on your glasses because I have glasses. I'm Justin, so fuck you, other Tolly, because Trent has glasses.
Tolly?
Tolly? I don't even know.
Harley.
Like Tolly Vosh Norman?
Harley, excuse me.
Wait, Horley?
Excuse me.
This happened all within like 20 minutes.
That's a mixture of Holly and Harley. Harley.
Horley.
Horley. It's almost like an adjective. She's very Horley.
Okay, so in like a quick 30-second wrap. Really, the future of gaming is interaction, and I still feel that is what Windows 8 and general OSs are driving towards. Stop counting, Trent. You're freaking me out. That is what they're driving towards, in that the whole human interaction, you know, you want this, you get this, you accept this, you take this. Damn it, Trent is throwing me off on my drunkenness.
25, 26, 27.
Oh my god, stop counting.
29.
Harley Rock.
29. 30. I added 3 29s because
yeah,
I stopped. 30 seconds is up. Go ahead. Come on, finish. Where's your money shot? Come on.
In the face.
Yeah.
That's his yeah. So I can't get my arm to go up and down, so it's just going to shake. It's how I
So laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rubbing the top with my thumb.
It was just like, you walk out the handicap.
In the end, you know,
Michael J. Fox.
As much development as we do for 3D and acceleration, the in-game goal is augmented reality.
Now we're back to that. Okay.
He managed to wrap that around.
Sorry, yeah.
I'm proud of Rex.
He gave it a reach around, drunk.
Those little T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
Oh, it.
Eventually. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump. What?
So, something else interesting about news. Obviously, we have the Olympics going on. While the Olympics are going on, what do? We land something on Mars.
With a guy with a mohawk that everybody just seems to love, and I'm like, people, get the fuck over it.
He's really not that cute.
He doesn't even have the mohawk most of the time. It's just for this mission.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What, Bobek? All respect. The man drives a rover from thousands of miles away.
Millions.
I know, millions. Sorry. Millions. Sorry. It's from far away, but he drives
a robot.
Well, he does have the cool little stars in his hair.
Oh, my God.
But
really?
He's really, I don't understand
really?
Why everyone...
Really, he has
well,
stars.
And Danica,
I know the stars. That's
no,
stars.
Danica was trying to tell me that he was really hot, too. And she sent me a link to it.
Because he works for NASA.
And I was just like, he's really not that attractive. I don't understand.
What? Why do you keep raising your hand?
Well, okay. What the fuck? So we are absolutely talking about the
Olympics. Are we fucking six? What the fuck?
He is right now.
Just cut him off.
Go ahead.
So we're talking about the Olympics. Something like is a very significant Olympic note. Is the USA just recently won their first USA gold in judo. The sport of judo.
It's because they were taller than the other guy.
So. Kayla Harrison, absolute shout out, was an amazing match to watch. USA first gold in Olympic judo ever.
How long has judo been an Olympic sport?
For 40 years now.
I've been pissed at the Olympics because they got rid of baseball, but they got fucking water polo.
And bowling's not in there.
Yeah, oh, and they got fucking table tennis.
I liked that meme.
Basketball.
Which one?
The Jeff Bridges meme.
Which one?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Well,
there
is no sport other than the sport where you throw the earth at somebody.
Midget tossing should be an Olympic sport.
Agreed!
Beer pong. Dominoes should be an Olympic sport. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's like they got tired of, like...
Sharks and minnows should be an Olympic sport.
I guess they got tired of us dominating in baseball or whatever. I'm sure it'd just be us in Japan because we're the only people that like baseball, but...
Yeah, Japan fucking loves baseball. They play. You ever see the Bad News Bears go to Tokyo?
No, I haven't.
You ever see that one? Yeah. I don't know why I just thought of that, but yeah. They love baseball over there.
Well, I love baseball. That's one of the few sports I actually like, and I got rid of it in the Olympics, and I was like, son of a bitch.
They love making cars, too.
They make some pretty good cars, but... And a lot of good video games. But anyways, all that aside, like, it just... That was kind of pissing me off, and then the other day, I'm like sitting there watching... I watched the Olympics at work.
They should have the blue-collar Olympics that's just, like, hot dog eating, pie eating.
Remember, they also had that guy that was doing, like, track and field, but he didn't have legs?
Oh, yeah, I saw a picture of him.
That was actually
inspiring.
Pretty fucking cool.
Very inspiring. Yes, he'll never experience the full effects of Windows 8.
He was augmented
with the touchscreen foot pads. The thing we
had. Oh my God, Deus Ex.
Yeah,
but no.
Anyway, sorry.
But I got really irritated because of like there's a lot of cool sports that are in the Olympics, and there just seems like there's some sports that like hardly anybody gives a shit about, like synchronized swimming.
Hey, now that shit takes a lot of fucking practice.
Like, every time I'm looking up at work, I'm like, like fucking balls deep in work, and I look up, and the only thing I can see is legs sticking out of the water doing scissor kicks.
Dude, it's very precise, very hardcore training. I mean, it's you gotta respect
There's
that
only one person at work. Like, I'm sitting there with senior management, and we're all sitting there laughing at what's on the front
And the one
screen.
Guy wearing paisley is just like, oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Well, that's so beautiful. That's like in running. The one guy I have to note above everybody else is poor little Tink. The guy with the mechanical legs.
Is that his name?
Well, he's got like the bent back paper clips.
He's got the portal legs. He has portal legs.
Yeah, portal legs.
The baby boomerang.
Well, what about the chick? The one girl, the warm up? She's worth noting from Australia.
Yeah.
She's worth
noting
multiple times.
Jenicky.
Yeah.
The cheerleader.
Yeah.
Poor little Tink Tinks.
They go, ting, 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 ting,
that
ting,
is so
ting,
mean. Ting. You were drunk, shut up. Let's go ahead and that, move on. That's so mean. All right, let's. The man's an inspiration.
It is absolutely awesome that they can get in there. That is amazing.
Well, what's worse
cool.
is when you're running and you hear that coming up behind you.
Because you're losing to them.
And you're like, oh, shit, he's going to pass me.
Yeah, well, you're losing to the guy that ain't got no feet in the feet race.
Oh, dear God.
Jeez, I'm just thinking of the sound. Kind of just a tink, 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 tink. Just like, I got to remember.
you know what's sad is I googled robot legs Olympics 2012 and I got a CBS news story.
My poor little tink tink.
Stop calling him tink tink.
Alright, let's move on. Holly, you got some news.
So there will be a Skyrim 1.7 patch coming to PS3. I don't know why I wrote Skyrim again. Coming to the PS3.
Version of Skyrim.
The one with the backwards flying dragons. Yeah.
the My Little Pony dragons?
No, that's what happens whenever fucking Bethesda puts out on PlayStation 3. You get flying backwards dragons.
Well, and it will also, it'll also include the 1.6 patch that they never got before.
Yeah, so they will, so they'll have the Kinect features. Just gonna use them. Yeah. No, sorry.
But, that'll be coming out as everyone listens.
PlayStation moves. Just kind of like, Tahu! Nothing happened. The little tink tink story. Oh, God!
Oh, my God!
They actually call him tink tink. Holy shit. God. Okay, I don't feel bad now. I don't feel bad. They call him tink tink. So.
Jesus. But yeah, that's coming out Thursday.
God. Okay, cool.
Yep. So there's that.
I know you saw a little tink tink running in the Olympics. What the fuck? Sorry, not to overcast your story.
Oh no, it's okay. So, that was it.
Okay, so let's move. Will you close all the windows that have to do with this guy? Will you
look up the Jeff
pictures?
Bridges meme. It's the bowling Olympics one.
Does it involve tink tink?
Is he just bitching about bowling not being a sport in the Olympics or image search?
Yeah, image.
Because, yeah, the 50 states that all play basketball against each other is not going to have an Olympic team that whoops everyone's
ass. It's
asses.
That picture, but it's not. That's not it.
Oh, well, this isn't a video cast, so I guess this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know, but I just wanted
to... She's looking it up for herself to show me, since I bitch about bowling not being in the Olympics.
Well, because I loved that meme. No, yeah. I thought it was awesome.
What does it say, Holly?
That's why I have to look it up, because I don't remember.
Okay. Why didn't I have a picture of Chris Christopherson on the Jeff Bridges search?
He looks kind of like Jeff Bridges.
No, he doesn't. Chris Christopherson looks like a dirty butthole.
Anyways, moving along. Holly, do you got any other news?
They're coming out with Dumb and Dumber 2.
I thought they did that.
Yeah, no.
Not Dumb and Dumber-er.
They're
coming out with a
Dumb
and
Dumber. I remember reading about that about
featuring,
a month ago.
Featuring the original cast?
Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey, and it should start filming the middle of next year.
You know what's weird is Jeff Daniels is part of that new show on HBO.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's like a ridiculously serious role, and I'm not used to seeing him in stuff like that.
No, he does serious roles more often nowadays than he used to back in
it's
the day.
It's the newsroom, right?
So,
I think so.
Yeah. All right, I got a piece of news that we were going to discuss while you do your thing over there. Let's take a look here. So Bethesda announced the cast for Dishonored, which I was very pleased with. We're going to read the cast list really quick, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about Dishonored. Dishonored's a new game coming out for Bethesda, and the cast list is as follows. They have Susan fucking Sarandon will be in this fucking game, which is kind of cool. Brad Dourif, and for those of you who don't know who Brad Dourif did the voice of Chucky in Child's Play. Great actor, has been around for a long time, just kind of gets really shitty parts, but he's a really good actor. So I'm kind of happy to see him come into this. Let's see, he's also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which I think you've seen, Holly, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had. Never mind, okay. Let's see, we have Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, will be in the game.
Well, what?
Dishonored voice acting list. Carrie Fisher will be in.
I don't care.
Yeah. Anyways, we have John Slattery from Mad Men. Michael Madsen, which I'm actually happy to see. Michael Madsen, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill. He's also in Free Willy. Played the dad.
He's Bill's brother and Kill Bill too.
Yeah. So, and I like Michael Madsen. He's a good actor, so it's kind of underrated. Then we have Lena Headey, who is in 300 and Game of Thrones, is also going to be in the video game. Now, Justin and I, who's Justin's cooling off in front of the AC.
It's hot in here.
He got a little hot and bothered by Tink Tink.
I do that to people and drop my phone.
Anyways, let's go ahead and jump back
into
this.
How did you get this drunk this fast?
I don't know.
How much rum did
it just,
you have?
It all happened whenever he stood up. Whenever we took our break.
The blood started flowing more.
Yeah.
So.
All I have drank tonight is Coke.
Anyways.
It was Coke.
It's probably
Duh,
not rum.
Justin.
It's probably not rum.
It's in a Coke bottle.
Well, I think he said rum earlier.
It is rum? Yeah, it is rum.
Ish.
Ish. Okay. So... Now, Dishonored, now, for those of you who haven't gone and seen anything for Dishonored, you can go to their website and watch their, was it Daring Escapes video, wasn't that it? Yeah. The Daring Escapes video shows you how you can handle one situation a multitude of different ways, and they show some really cool tricks, like how you can possess people, and when you possess them, you just don't take over their body, you actually piggyback inside.
Hmm.
So, you can possess them, take them somewhere, and then actually
kind
exit.
Like a poltergeist.
Yeah, you can actually exit their body at that point, and if it's somebody you want to assassinate and get them alone, you can do it that way, which is really, really cool
I
way.
I get
yeah.
you alone.
Yeah, I know you do. Another thing was you can actually possess anything in the game, be it animal or be it human. So you can actually possess a fish.
Or and kitty
use,
cats.
Yeah, and use a fish to sneak into a secured area through the waterworks. You can use rats. You can actually use rats to attack people, which is really cool. Then they showed the long jumps where you can actually... you have this... gauge that lets you kind of point where you want to go, and you click the button, you just basically do a teleport right up to it, which is kind of cool.
That's how I move in real life.
That's how you know. It's called Blink, I think was the name of it, which is pretty cool.
He calls it Slink.
Yeah, he calls it Slink, because it's not as effective. It's not as effective, and he can never 100% go down the stairs. So he stops about halfway through.
He's going to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I make it down the stairs. It's where I'm not.
I'll make it.
It's almost like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Anyways. But no, they have a great video on there. Jesus. All right, let's not. It's getting late, guys. Anyway, they have a great video, which is like 15 minutes of playthrough, where it actually shows an assassination mission where you're going out to assassinate two guys. And this bath works. One is upstairs, one's downstairs, and they show how the way you can do it is you can directly kill somebody or you can indirectly kill them. I think in one of them they steam him to death in the sauna, so that way it looks like an accident. The other one they just make him fucking commit suicide, basically. And it's really cool. And then he fucking like swan dives off the side of the fucking top of the bath works and possesses somebody on the way down so it doesn't kill him.
I thought it was pretty neat.
That is pretty fucking cool, some of the stuff they have. And it's total, like, everything in the game you can jump up on. You can jump up on the lamps and creep around and hide. It's like parkouring a lot of the times, which is really cool. So, definitely...
I wouldn't say parkour, because it's teleporting,
No. When he was inside the rooms and he just jumped onto the lamp.
Yeah, he didn't use it.
He didn't use the wink...
Blink.
That's what it is.
The wink.
Yeah, he didn't use the blink skill. He just fucking jumped up there. And it's pretty kick-ass. You can assassinate or just knock people out. That's another thing.
Fucking Firefly.
Okay. Anyway, it reminds me a lot of Supernatural Hitman.
It's like Hitman meets Bioshock.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of the context that you're basically an assassin and you're using very supernatural powers, but it looks kick-ass. I can't wait for it to come out.
It's like nothing new, but combining a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Like Bioshock.
Yeah.
So, made by somebody else.
Yeah, and it's... It's Bethesda production with, I forgot the actual developer company. It's the same people that did Might and Magic, Dark Messiah. So there is, and they do bring in that
was
nice
Arcane
sword.
Studios
yeah, or? I think it's Arcane, but they bring in that nice sword play feature where you're doing a lot of sword fighting and stuff, which is pretty kick-ass. But definitely something to look forward to. It comes out October 9th of this year on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. I'm definitely going to be pre-ordering mine on PC. Yeah, it's Arcane Studios. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I called that.
Yeah. And but yeah, definitely go check it out at Dishonored.com. It's definitely worth looking at. So, other than that, anybody else got some news?
Nope.
Justin, you got something, don't you?
Not really.
Didn't Bioshock lose?
It wasn't a big deal.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it was. Somebody might. I don't know.
Oh, if you want to bring it up.
I
I'll be honest with people today, this week. I have not had time to look through news like I usually do. So I've been having to look it up on the fly, and I am sorry.
Me and just mom need sweet love and...
What the fuck,
man? I have no idea.
He's not staying here tonight,
I think,
right?
He's out.
He's driving home, right?
I'm totally driving home.
I usually don't do this, but I'm requesting that he drives home. No, that's good. Okay, so yeah.
So the two people that are leaving is the director of production development, Tim Gerritsen, and art director, Nate Wells. They're both leaving Irrational.
Yeah, and that's the Bioshock developers.
So Gerritsen was one of the guys that was the Prey developer for Human Head before coming over to Irrational. So Prey not being the best of games, but easily to make fun of. So maybe that's why he left.
Prey, as I always say, I mean, I trash on that game more than anybody, but it's one of those things where some of the mechanics they brought into it were really cool. It's just the story was fucking horrendous. Well, the whole spirit walking and you're shooting white arrows and the eagle, the fucking white arrow.
This is actually kind of weird. So I'm reading a little bit more of the story. Associate producer Chris Remo left, which is one of the core guys that did fucking Bioshock.
Yeah.
Like, he did that with Ken Levine. So, like, the only people I can think of that are famous about this is fucking Ken Levine.
Yeah.
Which, well, that's kind of weird.
I
think that's the bigger story here is Chris Remo.
Justin!
What?
You can't.
You just killed everybody's eardrums. You realize that?
Yes.
I got their fucking attention.
I know, right? So, I fully interpret the whole, like, differentiating of a person from said storyline A to said storyline B to be absolutely different, because that is what they want. You know, they don't want to be defined by Bioshock. But Bioshock, while a cool story, kind of follows upon the George Orwellian's story of 1984. Yeah. It does. It kind of does.
I like he starts combining like things together when he starts talking drunk
what?
Speak.
George Orwellian.
Orwellians.
What the fuck Never is one. Wrong with you, Justin?
You say Orwellian, or you just say George Orwell readers. You don't say
Orwellian. So,
being a man who has all George Orwell books, just say Orwellian.
Orwellian. So, I kind of feel disenfranchised anytime somebody tries to combine that, like I am with the Bioshock series. I think the Bioshock series... shut your mouth. I think the Bioshock series is really an extension upon the Orwellian. Orwellian series. In that what it was...
Well, it's not just Orwellian, though. You got Orwell, you've got Brave New World, you've got pretty much everything you can think of thrown into one, even Clockwork Orange with pursuits of drug-enhanced psychedelic eyes of enlightenment. It's a mixture of a bunch of writers from the same era, pretty much, except Burgess, who wrote Clockwork Orange way before.
Well, no.
Orwell wrote 1984 and 1948. It was a reflection of his view of what 40 years or so many years would look like based on what was going on with the British in the war.
Well, yeah, I was totally okay with a whole bunch of
you
British...
You have the whole fucking can of worms here.
I was totally okay with a whole fuck ton of British writers dropping a whole fucking tumble upon a story and saying, let's see what this comes out in.
Stop hitting the table.
Was that a keyboard? Typewriter? What's that?
That was on purpose, bitches. Okay.
Alright. I understand. I actually kind of understand where it's coming from slightly.
Bioshock used to piss me off because I thought it was too much of a play on a lot of the old, like, Buck Rogers kind of stuff that, like, Fallout 1 and 2 used to do.
Well, yeah.
They had, like, all the different...
Your mom kind of grew past that whole thing.
But it's
the
backstory that builds up to that, where it's a man who was sick of the rules and regulations set on by modern standards of what is civilized pursuits of science and enlightenment and what is beyond that. And so he says fuck that. He goes away as, say, Dr. Moreau and goes off and creates his own island where he's in full control of how far he wants to push this to enhance the human race to the point where it's like, did he enhance it or did he strip away all humanity because of what they became, which was rippers, or slicers, I mean. you know, because what he created made them that. The overuse of what he created.
My,
so, what,
yeah. my piss off is...
Reavers.
No.
Serenity.
It's a deep story.
I think the story's great. The thing that always pissed me off about it was the fact that Sinclair, the guy that
it had that art campiness. Direction, it really did.
The art direction followed very much the same art direction that Fallout 1 and 2 and 3 did.
Well, it's just like Bioshock.
To the point of almost reusing some of the owners.
Well, it's just like Bioshock and System Shock. You know, we're constantly compared on different levels, which I totally fucking understand. I totally do agree with. But it's one of those things where they took something that had already been done and just kind of went a step further with it. They did push forward with it. They just didn't. They didn't stagnate in the same area where those left off. They actually kind of pushed forward a little bit. So.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah. Ball.
I'm calling a ball. Yeah. I haven't done that in a while. Yeah.
Richard Ball. He's completely turned backwards. Okay.
He's flopping his bed.
I know he is. The people don't.
Oh my god.
Anyways, so other than
is
there any other news?
Not really. It's a news light week. You know, at least we're not just talking about our experiences in DayZ. So.
Okay.
Because that shit's going single game.
Here's what's going on. I'm not yelling at you. Don't worry, baby. All right. Anyways.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah.
I like you talking me dirty.
Oh, God. I'm not going to go see Total Recall with you. Just see. Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump forward and go into our gauntlet, which, what did you guys decide on?
Gears of War 3, right?
Okay, you guys are going to pop back into some Gears. And me personally, I might be on Saturday night. I'm not going to be playing Gears, though, because I don't have it. But if I am around, I'm thinking about jumping onto some Brink, because it's been a long time since I played it, and I wouldn't mind playing it. So, Brink... possibly, but definitely Gears of War with Justin and Holly and Victor and maybe him.
Well, for sure, me and Holly. We'll see if the red shirts attend.
Yeah, we'll see if they do. So, hopefully a bit more sooner. Anyway, let's go ahead and move forward. Scroll down really quick. Never mind.
I am much less awesome sober.
Yeah. Okay. So, in the world of new releases...
He reminds me of an unfunny version of Arthur. With Dudley Moore. at least he had like good jokes. So. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's not a lot coming out. There's a game called Sleeping Dogs coming out. I haven't really been sure of this. To me, I'm going to say something's going to piss a bunch of people off. I haven't played it, but it looks like a shitty Japanese Gears of War. Just saying. Other than that, somebody prove me wrong. If you really want to prove me wrong, send me a free copy and maybe I'll play it. Darksiders 2 coming out. More or less pretty excited about that. I'm going to be picking it up on PC, I think. Iron Brigade is also coming out on PC, formerly Trench. And then the following week we have Dark Souls, the PC Epic Ass Edition.
Yes!
I will be playing the shit out of that.
Yes.
I will play more out of that when your mom...
You don't even know what you're saying anymore.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Transformers War for Cybertron also comes out that week. I forgot about that. Yeah. So, that actually looks pretty interesting.
As much as I like the first one, I'm going to hold off on picking up War because Dark Souls is coming out. I really want that first.
Probably doing a lot of Dark Souls talk here in a couple weeks.
Yes, most definitely.
Yes. And actually, I got a little bit of an announcement. Victor will be leaving here soon.
Yeah, August 21st, I think.
Next week will be his last show with us.
And he's off to the Air Force.
For about 6 months at least.
Oh, we have to get the video gamer prior to then.
When is he leaving?
The week after next.
I think it's the 21st of August.
The 21st?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. You go. I can't do it on the mic. I don't want to.
But anyways, all that aside, I have a guest lined up for late this month. I'm kind of probably going to have one of the guys from Elseworlds on the show.
Okay.
Awesome. Jesus?
Might be Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Because we haven't had Chuck on the show.
Okay.
So, which ought to be really... What's up, Chuck? What's up, Chuck?
Sorry.
So, but yeah, we'll definitely be having some Chuck on here.
Nice.
So, anything else?
We have to do our question.
Oh, yeah.
What's your
question, Holly?
Our question is...
S filter. Stop it.
I'm a creeper.
No.
I
have a question. Question.
You're just a creep.
I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't remember the way that he worded it.
You gotta pull up Ian's email for
It was Glenn's.
No,
fuck it.
No, Glenn's. Sorry. Well, no, we had one that Ian, because we didn't read the rest of his email.
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
sorry,
we need to read
Ian.
That. You guys are jumping all over the place and I'm the mod, so.
Well, mod.
I am. I was waiting for you guys to finish
Justin's
your fucking back and forth. Okay, here's our question for next week, which is, what is the most important resource to acquire now for the zombie apocalypse? Well, this is a question that's thrown out to us. We're going to go ahead and throw it out to you as well, because it's a good question, and, you know, we think we can get some very funny conversation out of it. So, Justin, you say toilet paper?
I say toilet paper.
You go through loads of toilet paper anyway. So,
I do. Well, I got to keep my ass clean.
Yeah. Also, he doesn't like using towels, so he just uses toilet paper to dry himself off when he gets out of the shower.
I just pat myself dry.
Yeah. Actually, I know a guy who did that. He'd go through all the fucking toilet paper in a week. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Use your fucking towel. And he's like, I'm not going to use the same thing I used to dry my butt on my face. And I'm like, you just got out of the shower. It's clean. Are you crapping yourself between then to when you dry yourself off?
Zombie apocalypse.
Sometimes after being in the hot shower, you have to take a dump.
Yeah.
But if you do that, the trick to it is you take the dump, then you get back in the shower to make yourself whole again.
You just crap in the shower.
It'll wash down the drain.
Oh,
you just gotta stop.
God, I hate poop.
You gotta stop on it a little bit.
Oh,
poop and sweat.
Anyways, both of those things.
And steam.
So, what did you say there, Rex?
Steam makes it all clean.
Well, you know, you as
yeah, you know,
as a general resource, you just use women.
We're not going here.
You can fuck them, you can trade them, you can collect them. Hey. It's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
That was
I'm not agreeing. Bad. I'm just pointing out that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Now,
we're exploring the shit out of him right now.
Holly, what would you say is the most important resource?
I don't know yet. I had all that time to think about it, and
women.
I did not.
Bras?
No. Well,
I'd say for you tampons, because if you start ragging, it's going to attract bears and zombies and all kinds of stuff.
Bears smell.
Then you're
going to
have bear mace.
So you're going to have bear mace. Yeah, you need to have that. So
I don't think I would say that. I don't think that's necessarily a.
Her flows are light.
The holy badger uses her scent.
Yeah, and her badger. Her badger scent. She just rubs sticks on it and leaves it there. When a zombie comes over to investigate.
Well, no, because you could use other things. I mean, you could use a rag or some stupid shit like that. I don't know. So you don't actually have to have tampons.
So what do you think you should have?
Fucking birth control.
Birth control. That does expire, you know. It's not good to take expired birth control.
Or the day after pill. I don't know.
Why don't you just
condoms.
Why don't you just take a pointed... Those expire, too. Why don't you just take a pointed stick and jab it up in your inside? once a week. You know?
In general,
no,
Falcon
so that
Punch
way,
does... solve most problems.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to worry about, you know, bringing it into that situation.
Why don't you just take a power fist to the stomach?
Falcon punch.
Just carry some stairs.
Yeah, carry some stairs with you everywhere you go. So she's going to need some nerve stairs, too. Okay. I would have to say liquor. Why? Because it's a great commodity. Number one, if you can't find anybody to sell it to, you just get shit-faced drunk until somebody comes along. Two, if you do find somebody, you can trade it for just about anything you want. Why? Because this is a zombie apocalypse. Everybody's going to want to get fucking wasted.
Or
they will
caps.
Give you anything they fucking have.
You need bottle caps.
You can start fires with it.
You can start fires, make torches, you
Molotovs.
Can fucking Molotovs. You can actually use alcohol to power a number of things if you do it right.
Disinfect wounds.
She's got the idea. It's a very utilitarian fucking item.
And you can drink it.
And you can drink it. So, it sounds perfect, doesn't it?
Point proven.
I think Rex would agree about liquor.
Touché.
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
You can also use it to disinfect clothing, which is great. So,
anything else? Badger?
Bottle caps. Because
That's not going to happen. Gold,
money.
Silver.
It is in Fallout, but it's not in anything else.
Gold and silver.
I got to give
this
you a little props for trying
like
to put Fallout into this. But
$10
well, I mentioned
right
the power
here.
Fist to the gut to end the pregnancy. Come on.
I'm richer than all of you bitches.
Well,
number one.
Get you Jew gold out of this.
Number one, gold and silver will be a very big thing because, number one, you can use it to make stuff as well as use it to trade. And people will want it. People will definitely want it. And so that would actually be pretty much a more currency base.
People aren't going to be using that to make anything, though, really, because they're not going to have the time. Maybe after everything.
No TV, no internet, no radio. What else can you do with your
time? You've got zombies to look out for.
Learn metallurgy.
You've got a whole bunch of
You build
other
a camp.
Shit.
You've got walls. Learn metallurgy.
You still have other people to worry about, though.
That's why when you have a large group, you assign people to scout the perimeter.
You don't want a large group. That's just irritating.
It can be irritating, but think about it. I mean, if you had, say, 20 people, that's handy, having 20 people.
20 people just seems like so many people to deal with.
They're all pack mules.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what we do need?
What?
A fat person.
Mmm.
That's
yeah, you
what
and I
were
talking about that. Yeah.
Yep.
I said,
21.
Yeah, rule 21, make friends with a fat guy. But then I said, no, you don't make friends with him. You just keep him around. You keep him at a distance because eventually you will have to shoot him in the knee.
And what was rule 22?
Rule 22, never give the fat guy a gun.
Yep.
He's a melee fighter only, so you can pop him in the knee, run. You're losing an axe. Okay, who cares? You'll find another one. You're losing a stick. Ah, who cares?
You don't have to worry about zombies for at least 10 minutes, I'd say.
If he's a big guy, 20.
Yeah?
You know, because he's going to scream a lot. And he's going to draw a lot of people. As long as one of them don't go for a neck bite, he'll be screaming for a while.
Yeah.
So
cover his neck.
Give him a hockey mask. With some
and a
shoulder
neck brace.
Things. Yeah. And he constantly asks, why do I have to wear a burn collar? You're like, just trust me.
it's
for your own
neck.
Protection.
So you don't get bit.
Yes. So that's our question for the week, is what is the most important resource to stockpile for the zombie apocalypse? So we ask you that. Yes, we do. Now, Ian actually did throw something our way, which was, he said, all right, let's settle this. Mass Effect movie cast. Who should play who? He said Commander Shepard should be Chris Hemsworth. I don't know who that is. Who is Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth, I think, was Thor.
Okay, no. Commander Shepard, Chris Hemsworth, Ashley Williams, Natalie Portman. Are you fucking dumb?
Okay, no. Shepard.
Huh? Black Swan.
Shepherd. No, she's too light to play a military chick.
She's little.
Now, if you want to go with a Spanish role with it, get that one chick that was in Fast and Furious,
Michelle Rodriguez.
Now, she plays a military person very well.
Who you would want to get as Shepherd,
uh-huh.
You would want to do Jack Shepherd from Lost. He actually looks
just Fox,
like him.
What's his name, that Fox dude?
Matthew Fox, yeah.
I can see him.
He looks just like Shepard.
Have you seen the guy who does the voice for Shepard? Doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah, really? Have you seen the guy that modeled Shepard after?
Yeah, he looks... Well, that's because he looks just like him. I was in the middle of reading that, by the way.
Hold on.
Oh. But that would... He would pull that role off really well, I think.
Well, the guy who does Shepard is a male model.
Really?
Yeah, he is a male model, and that's... You can see him in all kinds of posts and pictures. We can bring it up later.
Okay, I'll bring it up later.
Okay, I'm busy. Kane Alenko, Carl Urban. Who's Carl Urban? I don't even... You're pulling people out of your ass, Ian. No, not that dude. I mean, I like that actor a lot, I do. But is that the actor I'm thinking of?
That dude.
That's Hemsworth.
Yeah, that's Hemsworth. Pull up.
I think, hold on. I can't understand that
one.
Well,
this is Carl Urban.
The first one.
Pull up the first one.
Yeah, no, that's the guy. That's Bones from Star Trek. No, I do love that actor a lot, but no, not as Kate Malenko. You need somebody else for that.
I can't think of who that is.
He played Bones in the new Star Trek.
Well, no. I mean the character that he's talking about.
Oh, Kate Malenko was only in the game. The second game, if you sacrifice Ashley,
he can be in the third game, too.
Yeah, he's in the third one, too. But
depending on if he didn't sacrifice or not.
Yeah. Now, he's a good character. He's voiced by the same guy who did Karth Anassi in Knights of the Republic, the original one. Yeah, he's been with voice acting for Lucas for a while, and switched over to Bethesda for that. But anyways, can I get back to the list now? Thank you. You keep leaving the damn page. Liara Tassoni. Well, considering that the chick that does the voice for Liara Tassoni is that son of a bitch Trinity from The Matrix. What's her name?
I don't know. Trinity, dumbass.
Yeah, what's her name?
No, the actress's name.
Yeah, I always forget her name because I'm not a huge, huge Matrix. It's from Matrix.
Google food.
That's her right there. that pitcher.
You could have just hovered
it's
over
the
name.
It's not something Fisher.
Kerri-Ann Moss.
Kerri-Ann Moss, that's it. Yeah, so Kerri-Ann Moss is one who does a voice. She doesn't look anything like her. You need to go with somebody who's much, like, you know, more innocent, younger.
She has kind of an innocent face.
Natalie Portman could probably. I don't like Natalie Portman, nor do I think she could pull that role off.
I love Natalie Portman.
I know, but, well, no, I like her, but she couldn't pull that role off. But somebody along that avenue smaller, lighter character. Pull the list back. Okay, you got it. The list.
What about the girl that played in Hunger Games?
I haven't watched Hunger Games.
Well, you know what she looks like.
Tali,
right?
Zora, Narai, Rooney Mara. Okay, I might agree with that. You never get to see her face anyways.
Yeah.
what do you look? Rumi, she was in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, she
is very. She's actually very pretty too.
Yeah, she is.
She's also in The Social Network for a little bit. Anyways.
I haven't seen that.
Erdnot Rex, let the guy that voiced him voice him in CGI.
What about Worf from Star Trek? Michael Dorn.
Michael Dorn. Yeah, I could see
because
that.
Because he could get the ridge going on.
I just don't like CGI. Just do prosthetics, though. He's used to it. Captain Anderson, Dennis Haysbert. I don't know who that is.
I gotta look it
up. He's pulling people out of his ass here. There's another actor who actually...
Like, you know his face?
No, I know him. But there's another actor who actually looks exactly like Anderson that I think they slightly tried to model him after. And
actually, he does look like Anderson.
There's another one who looks dead on like him. He's a little bit younger than the guy I'm thinking of that I think they should get. Joker, of course, he has Seth Green. Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Now, as for, what's his name? The other dude who's voiced by Lance Henriksen, the one that's did Pinnacle Station, who's in like all three of the fucking games. He's actually the one you're answering to in part three when you're out doing your missions. Lance Henriksen needs to come back and do that. So, but either way, I don't agree with your list. Plain and simple.
So, who would you use for Commander Shepard?
That's the real guy right there.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's him.
Is that not creepy?
That's a little weird.
Well, no, he's modeled to be just to look just.
Well,
like
yeah, they modeled him right after him, but they did that good of a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
say,
but then
okay.
Look at Matthew Fox. Though.
Now, I might get a little bit of shit for this because there's two guys I will agree. You, Matthew Fox, I do agree. He might do a good job at it. He's kind of a deadpan actor, though. He's very emotionless. That's one of the only reasons why I agree, because Shepard himself is very deadpan and emotionless because he's a fucking CGI character. The other one, which I brought up before just because I've grown to like the actor quite a bit, and I know if he gets cast in the right roles, he does a good fucking job, and I hate to say it, but Dwayne Johnson.
As Shepard?
The Rock.
You would almost get a high five out of that.
Yeah.
I approve.
Boom. He's got the build. He's got the attitude.
He's
kind of
got that.
He's got the suave. He can bring all the things that Shepard's supposed to have that they didn't really get across to.
It could
well.
Be his redemption from Doom.
Yeah, totally. It could. He's a good fucking. He watch Southland Tales, and you'll realize he actually is a really good fucking actor when he wants to be, when he's cast in the right.
No, it's not that.
But it's not Tooth Fairy.
I don't think he's bad actor. Yeah. I like him as an actor.
Like
I
Walking
just don't
Tall
really
the remake. I don't like remakes, but I like that remake.
Yeah, I like him as an actor. I really do, but I don't know. I just don't see him as Shepard.
Not a cocky Shepard.
I think he's too bulky to be Shepard. Like I don't think Shepard should be as bulky. Like
now,
he's still
muscular.
If he's
muscular. N7, if he's part of N7, he needs to be fucking
He built. Was never that bulky in the game.
He needs to be built. So,
he wasn't that bulky.
My
in
Shepard
the game.
Is built. He's got guns.
Anyways. Okay, so for Ashley Williams, who would you use?
Ashley Williams, I said it needs to be a lot more of a not full.
Pull up Ashley Williams.
She's got to have the right body, and Natalie Portman does not have the. Natalie Portman's like a stick compared to Ashley Williams in Mass Effect. And, yeah, that's her. And also, do you want the redheaded Ashley Williams, or do you want the brunette Ashley Williams? I mean, seriously. There is a little bit of a line there. As for who to cast for it, I don't know. That's a really hard one to call.
Gonzalez.
You're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because she can pull it off. She can pull off that attitude, and she's also got that grunt kind of military kind of like demeanor to her.
I don't know. I feel like Rooney would be good for that.
Wait, what about, he completely forgot Miranda Lawson. He didn't bring her
up.
I don't remember what she looks like either.
Chicken the soccer ball outfit.
I don't remember what she looks like.
Yeah, I know you do. She wasn't one of my faves. No, you gotta get a chick with a wide pug face. I think Rex is
Does
asleep.
Does that not look like a soccer ball outfit?
Rex is asleep. He's snoring.
I think he's, he is at that point.
Yeah.
You probably ought to end this pretty quick.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go through a large list of people to find who I think is one of these right. So, but I know that, I know Natalie Portman cannot do Ashley Williams. You could maybe get her for Liara. I'd be almost okay with that. But
that's who they modeled her after.
That chick,
Yvonne Strahovski. We're wrong.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, we reject your list.
And you failed.
Don't drink the bottom of that. It's okay. It's nothing but
well,
yeast,
yeah, it'd be
pulp
yeast.
And yeast. Yeah. So, anyways, so that was it for that. Like we said this week, we're going to recap real quick because we got off track. Gauntlet is Gears of War. I'll be on there doing Brink if I'm around. So, message or show me through the week if you want to play Brink. Find me on Facebook through the Tiltcast. Everybody else will be on there at 10 o'clock Central for Gears of War. And we already did our upcoming games. We already did everything else. And also, we did reach over 100 people. We actually have...
Like 170?
Yeah, we're reaching 200 now, man. We overshot our goal, like, way, way the fuck. So, and that's all thanks to Miss Holly.
Miss Media Marker.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. So that means that the Cinnamon Challenge is coming up, and we will be recording it once Justin gets off his ass and actually gets a hold of somebody.
Nope, actually, we got a...
You got what?
We got a complication that I'm working on.
We are at 187, so we're actually 13 away from 200. If we reach 200 before we shoot this video, we will add on a bonus.
To be determined.
To be determined.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so...
spot.
Yeah, we'll be determined later what it is we'll do, but it will be funny. And he's snoring louder and louder. So...
Nope, nothing.
It made him... Oh, no, he's snoring.
No, just... Shit, okay, we'll just finish this.
Let's finish this, Jesus.
Okay. I wanted to smack him in the back of the head. Anyway, so... That's pretty much our show for the night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you can find us now on Facebook.com/Tiltcast. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be giving out a game. Torchlight... I got a copy of that from
Apocalypse Ren.
Apocalypse Ren. He wanted us to give it to once. We got to 100 likes, and then we overshot it way faster than I thought we would. Also, Cinnamon Challenge, of course, coming up, but twitter.com/Tiltcast. Tiltcast.com, working on a redesign. App coming soon for Gauntlet. Find us on iTunes. Search Tiltcast.
Just getting louder.
And then you can go to Stitcher and listen to us on your mobile devices. So search Tiltcast on Twitter. And what else am I missing, Holly?
Shoutouts.
Oh, teabag@tiltcast.com for all your email.
Yeah, there's that.
And shoutouts. Who am I shouting out? I don't know. I've got to look it up.
We're doing no quarters.
Yeah, no
quarters. We do TVGP last.
They're at the bottom of the pile.
It's alphabetized. The way this works out is I got our local guys and then I got everybody else.
Oh, okay.
So, the Carousel Podcast. We got Elseworlds Podcast. We got For the Love of Gaming. We have BMFcast.com, Dynamic Soundtrack, Extraplay.info, NoQuarters.net, and TVGP.tv.
They do good things.
And also, one quick special shout out to Elseworlds for saying happy birthday to me on one of their shows recently.
Yay!
So,
how sweet.
Yeah.
Did they get you anything?
No. Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
The Real Tiltcast. If you search that on YouTube, you can find us there.
Yeah.
So.
And also check out kalmatfoundations.org. KALMAT foundations.org.
Okay. And then we can get the fuck out of there because our red shirt is snoring.
Yep. See you guys later.